请我们翻到启示录第三章。
Can we turn to Revelation chapter 3?
第一节。
First one.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七心的说，我知道你的行为，按名你是活的，其实是死的。
To the angel of the church in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and seven stars says this, I know your deeds that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
你要警醒坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样。
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain which are about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
我们知道这里的撒迪教会从预言的角度来讲乃是应验在就是从马丁路德开始那个整个主圣恢复的工作来说的。
So we know that the Sardis church prophetically refers to the work that the Lord began through Martin Luther.
简单来说就是改革运动以后的教会。
Simply speaking, it's the church after the reform.
因为推亚推拉乃是指着黑暗中的教会。
Because Thyatira refers to the church in darkness.
所以得胜者的赏赐是晨星。
So the overcomers.Reward is the morning star.
那早晨的星是在天亮以前最黑暗的时候出现。
So the morning star appears when it's the darkest night.
所以感谢主，这就证明说马丁路德他们得着这个晨星，那么就把曙光就带给了这个世界。
Thank the Lord that the Martin Luther and others received this morning light and then brought light to others.
所以十六纪以后，教会的光景就是撒迪所告诉我。
After 16th century, the condition of the church is that described as.
现在谁对他们说话呢
？So who spoke to them?
有神的七灵。
It was the seven spirits of the Lord.
所以有神的七灵的那一位。
The seven spirits of God.
还有七星，七星代表神的见证。
He who also has the seven stars speaks of testimony.
这位主他拥有神的七灵。
This a Lord has the seven spirits.
他也拥有神的见证。
He also has a testimony.
他对于撒迪有话要说。
He speaks to the church in Sardis.
按名你是活的，其实死的。
In name you are alive, yet you are dead.
改革运动连世界都知道。
Now the Reformation, even the whole world knew about it.
世界我们知道改革运动是最有名的。
Now Reformation was known worldwide.
但是圣灵是专不是问有没有名，圣灵是问有没有生命。
The Holy Spirit is asking whether it's not whether it's famous, but whether it has life.
一个运动可以有名，但是可以失去生命。
A movement can have fame, but not life.
所以主说你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的。
That's why the Lord said you ought to keep that which you have.
因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Because not found your deeds completed in the sight of me.
那怎么样能完全呢？
How can you be completed?
下面有路的。
There is a way.
主就告诉他们你应该怎么样能够完全。
So how do you become complete?
马丁路德和这些改革者们他们开了一个非常美丽的头。
Martin Luther and others had a great start.
现在主要告诉他们怎么样能够达到最完全的地步。
Now the Lord wanted to explain how would they achieve perfection.
所以第一他们要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见又遵守并且悔改。
First they have to remember what they have received and heard and keep it and repent.
你要完全吗你要回想。
If you want to be completed, you have to think back.
你要回到起初。
You have to return to the beginning.
当初神是怎么说的？
What did the Lord say in the beginning?
那么，然后下面告诉我们说第四节。然而，在撒迪有还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
You have a few people in Sardis that have not soiled their garments.
他们要穿白衣与我同行。
And they will be in white with me.
因为他们是配得过的。
For they are worthy.
所以现在主要呼召人与他同行。
So now the Lord is calling those who will walk with him.
他们穿白衣。
They wear white garments.
他们拒绝所有肉体的污染。
They reject all of the pollution of the flesh.
他们也拒绝世界的污染。
They reject the pollution of the world.
那么这个就是撒迪的圣者。
These are the overcomers in Sardis.
所以主就呼召的圣者。
So the Lord called the overcomers.
借着他们能够把教会带到完全。
Through them can bring the works of the church to completion.
好，现在我们就开始了后面的故事。
Now we start the story after this.
我们看见主在德国，在瑞典，在丹麦，在
We see how the Lord did a great work in Germany, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. They were helped by Martin Luther. They really returned to the center of the will of God. Even though many people call them the Lutheran Church, but Martin Luther didn't like that. He felt he shouldn't do that. This is the Church of Christ.
然后呢, 在法国, 在瑞士, 还有在荷兰,
now, and then in France, in Switzerland, in Holland,
尤其在法国,
especially in France, under the influence of the Roman Catholic Church,
结果你看见说, 神借着加尔文, 带给他们很大的祝福,
through John Calvin, God brought much blessing to them.
后来呢, 我们知道那些受逼迫的, 在日内瓦得了帮助, 像 John Knox, 约翰诺斯, 回到, 苏格兰的时候,
so those who were persecuted in Switzerland as they returned to Scotland, John,
他让整个苏格兰转向,
he allowed the whole of Scotland to turn around.
神实在听他的祷告,
God heard his prayer.
那么然后呢, 借着后来的, 这个移民到美国,
so then through the migration to the United States,
所以你看见说, 这些, 得着加尔文帮助的人,
those who were helped by Calvin,
所以在美国跟随加尔文的人,
so in the US, those who are followers of Calvin are the Presbyterian Church.
所以现在你看见神在各地都做了这样的,
so you see that the work that the Lord did in all these places, actually the Holy Spirit could have done a deeper work.
但是很可惜的人拦阻,
but the shame was that the flesh of man restricted the work of God. As you saw, the reform was going to influence the whole world. For there to be light in the whole world is not impossible. But you could imagine that the powers of darkness was going to react.
没有多久以后,
and they indeed reacted.
那就是所谓反改革运动, anti-reformation.
And then there was the work of the anti-reformation. So through some very scholarly people, the Jesuits.
一面我们知道的的确确教会有了很多的改革,
on the one hand, the church had much reformation.
但另一面从此以后他们认为说所有跟随加尔文的人跟随马丁路的人通通是异端的人,
so from thence on they believed that anybody that followed Luther or Calvin were heretics.
那么只有罗马天主教,
only the Roman Catholic Church was a Church of Christ.
而且教皇是不会错误,
and the Pope could not be wrong.
所以你看你们按理来讲, 而且卖赎罪券是对的,
and selling indulgences was correct.
他们开了好几十年的会,
and they had many meetings for many years.
我们知道说在意大利有个地方叫 Trent, 他们开了好几年的会,
in Italy and Trent they had many meetings.
本来, 天主教没有系统神学的,
now Roman Catholicism did not have a systematic theology.
现在他们有了,
now they did.
他们有一套的理论, 有一套的思想, 告诉他们的, 信众说, 这个就是圣经里面的真理。
They had a theology that told people what was the Bible teaching.
所以那个福音的旋风啊, 到一个地方就停住了。
So then the whirlwind of the gospel stopped.
所以意大利还是原来的,
Italy remained as it was,
原封不动的,
untouched.
西班牙是如此,
Spain stayed the same,
法国也是如此,
France stayed the same.
后来他们不是发现新大陆吗?
Then they discovered the new land.
所以就带到了什么呢? 就带到了今天 Florida, 美国的 Florida.
So they brought a teaching to Florida as well.
起头是西班牙统治那一带地方,
now the Spanish conquered that land.
那么New Orleans那一带就是法国统治他们地方,
and New Orleans, the French conquered that place.
这个是
this is in the US.
到了加拿大以后,
when they came to Canada,
你看法国不就是到了那一带吗?
Didn't France also go to Canada?
所以今天加拿大有法语的, 有英语的,
so that's why in Canada you have those that speak French, 这个法语的, and those that speak English.
法语的那一段, 很明显的, 我们知道, 只要是法国区的, 一定是罗马天主教。
The French areas, all of them are Roman Catholics.
那不止如此,
not only that,
他们也发现了南美洲,
they all discover South America.
结果整个南美洲是完全被席卷,
then all of South America was taken up.
所以现在你才知道说,
now you know,
全世界有20万万的基督徒,
in the whole world there's 2 billion Christians,
还有一半,
but but half of it
是罗马天主教,
is Roman Catholics.
就像圣经所说,
just like the Bible says.
推啊推拉, 一直要维持到主再来。
Thyatira will be kept until the Lord's return.
而且那个势力越来越大。
And the power becomes greater and greater.
虽然有过许多的错误,
even though there are many mistakes in the past.
虽然仍旧有许多的迷信,
and still many superstitions.
但是你看见说,
but you see that,
他还是能够统治人的心。
It can still conquer people's hearts.
这是谁的错呢?
Whose mistake is
that? 这当然是弟兄姊妹的错。
This is the mistake of the brothers and sisters.
这就是说因着我们不够忠心的缘故,
because we're not faithful enough.
神能够做但是不能做得那么彻底。
God could do it but not so complete.
他们最大的敌人不是罗马天主教。
The biggest enemy was not Roman Catholic.
他们最大的敌人是他们自己。
The biggest enemies was themselves.
他们不肯舍己。
They were not willing to deny themselves.
不肯背十字架来跟从主。
Take up the cross and follow the Lord.
这就是后来的结果。
This is the result.
那么既然讲了欧洲，也既然讲了美国新大陆。
So if you speak of Europe and if you speak of America,
那现在英国的形势非常特别。
The condition of England was special.
因为英国的情形就影响后来影响很大。
Because England had a great influence of later times.
因为后来英国统治了世界。
Because then later on England conquered the world.
所以他有一个帝国叫日不落寞帝国。
They had an empire that the sun never set.
所以你看他们到什么地方就把福音送到什么。
Wherever they went, they would send the gospel there.
所以他们所领的光景到了就把这个光景也带到全世界去。
So then their spiritual condition was also brought to the world.
所以我们在当你读历史的时候。
So when you study history,
德国是重要的。
Germany is important.
欧洲是重要的。
Europe is important.
美国是重要的。
The US is important.
英国非常的重要。
But England is also very important.
那我们要问说。
We want to ask.
英国是什么情形呢?
What was the condition in England?
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
就在改革的时候。
During the time of Reformation.
那英国的情形非常特别。英国当然仍旧是在黑暗的范围里面。
Now, of course, England was still under darkness.
那么所有的王都是属于都是罗马帝国很忠诚的信徒。
All the kings were very faithful Roman Catholics.
好了，有一天有一个，后来我们知道在这些英国王里面有一个很有名的王叫亨利八世。
So there was a very famous king. He was called Henry VIII.
亨利八世呢，他娶了个妻子。
He married a wife.
这个妻子呢，不生孩，不生儿子。
And this wife could not bear a son.
他的妻子是谁呢？
Who was his wife?
就是维多利，就是伊丽莎白女王的母亲。
It was the mother of Elizabeth.
我们知道，今天美国不是有一个 Virginia 吗？
Isn't there a Virginia today?
这个亨利八世的女儿从来没有结婚的。
So the daughter of Henry VIII never got married.
所以她是个 virgin.
So she was a virgin.
所以呢 ，Virginia 其实就是纪念伊丽莎白女王。
So Virginia is to remember Queen Elizabeth.
这伊丽莎白女王啊，她一直在位置几十年。
So Queen Elizabeth, she was in her place for many years.
所以她的影响是很大的。
So she had a great influence.
但是故事呢是从亨利八世开始。
But the story started from Henry VIII.
亨利八世因为没有儿子。
So because Henry had no son.
所以他想再娶。
So he wanted to take.
那么如果再娶的话呢，一定要教皇答应才可以。
So he wanted to remarry. So he needed the Pope to agree.
但是教皇呢没有说是，也没有说不是。
But the Pope didn't say yes or no.
所以后来亨利十八世等不及了。
So Henry VIII couldn't wait.
所以他一定有儿子才能够把王位传下去。
So he wanted to have a son so he could pass on his kingship.
所以最后他决定，不管你答应不答应，我就是结婚了。
He said, no matter what, I'm going to get married.
那你要怎么能成？你怎么能结婚才是合法呢？
How do you can you marry so that it's legal?
这个唯一解套的办法是这样。
So the way, only way to do this was this.
就是从此以后。
From that point on.
这个英国整个的国家脱离罗马天主教的统治。
So that the whole of England would escape the control of the Roman Catholic Church.
意思就是说整个的英国本来应该整个的国家他所信仰的他的信仰应该就是完全跟着罗马走的。
So the whole belief system of England was supposed to follow the Roman Catholicism.
现在解套的办法是什么呢？
But how did he get rid of that?
英国仍旧信仰天主教。
So England still believed in Roman Catholicism.
天主教没有改变。
Not, they still were Catholics.
但是我们脱离了罗马的统治，罗马教皇的统治。
But we want to be delivered from the control of the Pope.
所以整个的教会独立起来了。
So the whole church became independent.
那谁是教会的元首呢？
Now who was the head of the church?
那就是英国的英王，英国的王。
And that was the king of England.
所以我们的英王结果就取代了教皇，就变成了 Church of England, 就是英国国家教会的元首。
So the king then became the head of the Church of England.
那么那个时候呢,
At that time,
那么没有罗马了,
so he had no Rome anymore.
那么最大的大主教,
so the greatest, biggest cardinal,
那么应该是英国最高的属灵的元首,
and of course, he's the spiritual leader.
政治的元首是英王,
political is the English king.
但是呢,是谁给来命定那个大主教呢?
So who determined who the biggest cardinal, it's the spirit, most spiritual one, he's not the Pope.
但他主教府就在 Canterbury.
So he was in Canterbury.
所以你如果到了 Canterbury 这个城的话, 那个主教府就在那里,
so if you go to Canterbury, the seat of the bishop was there.
所以这就像罗马一样,
so he's just like Rome.
你每次讲的罗马,
if you go to Rome,
你知道罗马教一定是罗马,
Roman Catholicism is Rome.
路德会,
Lutheran Church,
Wittenberg. 讲到什么苏格兰教会,
Church of Scotland,
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
然后讲到这个改革宗,
and the Reform,
是日内瓦,
Geneva.
那么如果你讲的英国不是伦敦, 不要弄错了,
but if you speak of England, it's
不要闹笑话, 你讲的英国那个整个宗教的中心是在 Canterbury.
So the center of the religion, Christian world in England is Canterbury.
那谁比较大呢?
Who was bigger?
你看谁任命谁，你就知道谁大了。
So who listens to who, you know who's the most important.
所以这个最大的这个大主教是谁任命的，是英王任命的。
So who was the biggest, most important bishop? It was determined by the emperor.
所以这两个领袖就联合起来。
So these two leaders united.
不过还好那个时候他用的那个大主教很能干。
But it was good that the bishop that he used was very capable.
他就帮忙他解套, 帮忙他解决了所有的问题。
So he helped them to take care of many problems.
所以这个英王就欠他很多。
So this English king owed him much.
英王现在还是实实足足的罗马天主教徒。
English king was still a pure Roman Catholic.
还是拜玛利亚,
he worshipped Mary.
还是望弥撒,
he went to mass.
等等等等,
et cetera, et cetera.
现在他宣布整个 这个英国教会独立了。
He spoke that the English, the Church of England,
表面上
independent,
这个独立了, 但政治独立了,
but it's independent politically.
但是现在在英国呢, 天主教变成国教了。
But now, the Church of England became the state religion.
对, 变成国家的宗教。
The state religion.
你明白吗? 所以英国的情形是最奇特的。
So England was his special situation.
马丁路德是神开始的。
Martin Luther was initiated by God.
加尔文是圣灵开始的。
Calvin was started by the Holy Spirit.
英国你不能说圣灵。
Church of England, you can't say it was started by the Holy Spirit.
因为一个王, 英国, 英王他要结婚, 所以就开始了。 Church of England.
The Church of England was started because someone wanted to get married.
所以你讲到英国国家教会,
when you speak about the Church of England,
你讲的安利干会,
you speak of the Anglican Church.
你不能说它是刚开始, 你不能说它是属灵的。
You can't say it was spiritual.
它完全是肉体的。
It's completely of the flesh.
但是不要弄错了,
but don't make mistakes.
有一件事是这样,
but there's one thing that's
在英王亨利八世以前,
but before Henry VIII,
在14世纪的时候,
the 14th century,
神在建在牛津大学兴起一个很有名的人,
God raised an important person, a famous person in Oxford.
也是天主教徒,
he was Catholic.
他也是天主教的教授,
he was the professor of Catholicism.
他的名字叫做Wycliffe,
his name was Wycliffe.
他主开他的眼睛,
the Lord opened his eyes.
因信称义,
justification by faith.
主开他的眼睛,
the Lord opened his
圣高,
eyes.
圣经是最高的权威,
that the Bible is the highest authority.
教会要顺服在圣经的权威,
the church ought to submit to the authority of the Bible.
所以真正属灵的reformation是从Wycliffe开始的。
So the spiritual reformation started with Wycliffe.
但这只是运动而已,
but this is just a movement.
这个没有后来没有成为一个局面,
it didn't became a situation.
不像路德会,
not like the Lutheran church,
不像改革宗,
not like the Reform church.
整个都改变了,
they all changed everything.
你看在那个范围里面, 你教会不再落在黑暗的情形里面,
in that scope that the church is no longer in dark.
虽然在我们看见威克利夫做了许多的工作,
even though Wycliffe did much work,
只是预备而已,
but just work of preparation.
我感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
就是因为Wycliffe的工作,
because of the work of Wycliffe.
我刚才所说的, 帮助英王的那个大主教,
so I want the great bishop that helped the English king.
主给他有个很大的负担,
the Lord gave him a great burden.
虽然英国国家教会表面上是天主教,
even the Anglican church outwardly was a Catholic church,
因为看见亮光的缘,
because he saw a light.
他在主面立定一个心愿,
he had a desire before God.
他要叫整个的英国国家教会转向,
He wanted to change the direction of the state church.
那因为英王欠他很多嘛,
now, because the English king owed him much,
在人情上欠他很多,
he owed him much.
所以这个时候他能够放心去做,
so he dared to go forward and do it.
你们详细一些, 我都不去说他了,
I won't go into the details.
但是很可惜呢, 没有多久, 亨利八世就死了,
but unfortunately, Henry VIII died soon after.
那么然后他的儿子做王的时候,
now, when his son became king,
因为儿子还小嘛,
because his son was young,
所以帮助他儿子都是这些, 剑桥啊, 牛津啊,
so those who helped him were those from Cambridge and Oxford. They already saw the light of the truth. So think about it. Under their effort,
他们想改变英,因为尤其在他们的教育底下,
so they were under the king was under their own influence.
所以英王当然, 如果他受这个教育, 他当然整个为了福音的缘故, 没有错的,
so if he was under such an education, he'd be willing to work for the gospel. And in the English Congress, he could have the superior
say.
Still has to do with politics.
不过现在呢, 这些人呢, 能够运用政治的权势来帮助整个的运动往前走。
But they can use the political powers to move forward this movement.
但是很可惜啊,
but it's a shame.
这个亨利王八世儿子很快就死了。
Henry VIII's son died soon as well.
他没有儿子,
he didn't have a son.
那怎么办呢?
What did he do?
结果亨利八世另外一个女儿叫玛丽就起来了。
So then another Mary, daughter of Henry VIII, Mary, rose up.
这个没有想到玛丽啊, 她是实实足足醉心于罗马天主教的。
Didn't imagine that Mary was completely faithful to Roman Catholicism.
你看现在她, 跑到上面来了,
now she came to the top.
所以她当然第一个就把亨利八世所喜欢的那个谁啊，那个大主教就把他废掉了。
So she got rid of the bishop that queen that the king really liked.
而且把他处死。
And then put him to death.
当他要为主寻道以前,
when he was, before he's going to be martyred for the Lord.
你知道吗? 结果要他后悔，要他悔改, 要他撤回他所有的。
Wanted him to repent.
那么到最后他软弱了,
and he became weak.
结果他就撤回了,
he fell and he retracted what he said.
这个英王玛丽还是要他死,
but the Queen Mary still wanted him to die.
所以等到他最后为主寻道的时候,
when he was going to be finally martyred,
他让火烧他的手,
so the fire burned his hand.
他说我要火来烧我的手，因为我这个手背叛我的主。
He said, I want the fire to burn my hand because my hand betrayed my Lord. So his testimony was still that he was martyred for the Lord.
所以然后你就看在玛丽底下有好多基督徒为主寻道。
So under Queen Mary, many Christians were martyred.
当初在朝廷里面最有力量的统统杀光。
Those who were most influential in the king and the king's around the king were all killed.
所以这个Mary叫 Bloody Mary, 血腥的玛丽。
So that's why this Queen Mary was called Bloody Mary.
在她底下不知道有多少的基督徒为主寻道。
You don't know how many believers are killed by her.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看一下。
So now you see, brothers,
如果教会跟世界连在一起的话,
if the church is united with the world,
教会要看世界的脸色的。
The church has to look at how whether the world's happy or not.
如果那个小皇帝 小英王起来了，你看他如果是赞成的，结果你看现在有好日子过。
So if the young king grew up, then everybody will listen to him.
到了血腥玛丽的时候，你看大家就受了好多的逼迫。
But coming to Bloody Mary, then many people are persecuted.
苏格兰的 John Knox 就那个时候逃到日内瓦去的。
So John Knox escaped at that time from Scotland to Geneva.
所以这些爱主的人通通跑到日内瓦去。
So those who love the Lord fled to Geneva.
他们就得到日内瓦的帮助。
So they were helped by those in Geneva.
然后 John Knox 怎么讲呢？
What did John Knox say?
他是从来没有一个基督的学校是像日内瓦的学校那么好的。
So never has there been a school of Christ as good as the one in Geneva.
所以他如果有一天我回到苏格兰的话,
that one day if I return to Scotland,
我巴不得主给我力量, 要产生一个局面就完完全全在日内瓦一样。
So that the Lord may create a situation in Scotland just like in Geneva.
所以明白吗? 这个就是在玛丽那个时候的故事。
So this is during the time of Queen Mary.
那么然后呢, 等到她死了以后,
after she died,
诶, 结果呢, 伊丽莎白起来了,
Queen Elizabeth came.
那么伊丽莎白呢, 我们说过就是那个大太太的, 就是亨利八世大太太的。
So Henry VIII was the daughter of the main wife of King Henry VIII.
我们知道他呢是比较倾，他的确是倾向改革的。
So she was more pro-reform.
没有问题的。
Without a doubt.
那现在有问题了。
Now there's a problem.
因为就他这个缘故，所以所有被逼迫的人就通通回来了。
So all those who were persecuted now return because of her.
那么这些人呢，因为是在改革中，因为是在加尔文帮助底下。
Now because these people were helped by John Calvin.
他们当然是相信长老智慧了。
Of course they believe that the elders are supposed to delegate.
安利甘会，安利甘会，Church of England是怎么回事呢？
Now, what was the situation of church in England?
没有教皇,
there's no pope.
有个最大的主教,
there's an archbishop.
然后其他都是主教,
everybody else were bishops.
所以呢，这个是Episcopalian，就是说Episcopal，Episcopal就是建督，就是bishop的意思。
So the Episcopal, it means that they are basically bishops.
所以这个教会呢，有一点像天主教，又不像。
So this is kind of like the Roman Catholic system, but also not.
但是呢，它是一个有主教制的一个教会。
But it's hierarchical according to the archbishop.
这个从日内瓦回来人就看不习惯了。
So those who came back from Geneva couldn't take it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们觉得这个四不像嘛。
They said this is not much like it.
因为你看见吗？这个根本按照圣经应该长老制才对。
According to the Bible, it should really be the elders delegating.
他们说我们要忍耐。
So we have to be patient.
我们慢慢
slowly change from inside.
那最叫他们受不了的,
so what they couldn't stand the most.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这个伊丽莎白这个女王啊,
the Queen Elizabeth,
她看见在她的管制范围里面好多是更正教程。
She saw that under her control, there's so many reformers.
这些回来的,
they returned.
而且他们很有学问,
and they were scholarly.
很爱主,
they love the Lord.
叫人佩服,
respect.
但是英国有很多的天主教徒啊,
but England also had many Roman Catholics.
所以从政治角度来看,
so from a political standpoint,
你两边都不能得罪呀,
you cannot offend either side.
所以呢，他就决定走一条路，叫做中间的道路， 叫 Via Media.
So she decided to walk the Via Media.
意思就是说，我们走中间道路， 既不是更正教的，也不是罗马天主教。
So the middle way, neither pro-Catholic, neither pro-reform.
你懂的意思吗？ 就着福音真理来讲，
so from a gospel truth standpoint,
因信称义,
justification by faith,
公开的圣经,
open Bible,
还有呢, 大家都是祭司,
and the universal priesthood,
就真理来讲, 完全接受,
from a truth standpoint, everybody was able to receive.
如果大家都是祭司, 如果在主教制底下, 很难, 大家都是祭司,
but universal priesthood under this bishop system is very difficult.
所以他们不是像马丁路德一样, 三样都恢复的,
so they didn't restore all three truths.
他们恢复的现在是两个半,
so they restored two and a half parts.
圣经真理没有错,
the biblical truth,
因信称义没有错,
justification by faith.
然后呢, 这个大家都是祭司, 只做一半,
universal priesthood was only halfway.
所以这就是整个 英格兰的教会,
so this is the whole Church of England.
这个是指着什么?
What does this refer to?
这个指着真理来说的。
This referred to the truth.
但当你敬拜的时候,
but when you worship,
完完全全跟罗马天主教一样的,
it's just like the Roman Catholic Church.
你看那种, 聚会的时候, 还有敬拜的程序,
so there is a program on how they meet.
还有所谓liturgy啊, 从头到尾, 你看那一套的, 还有prayer book, 还有所谓祷告, 祷告公布,
liturgy as well as a prayer book.
你要祷告的时候, 你要有一本书, 你要好好祷告的。
If you pray, you have to read a book.
所以一切都是有很大的程序的。
There's many, much order in that meeting.
然后呢, 这个圣职人员, 主教的, 做主教的, 他们, 或者他们在那里, 播饼的, 他们一定要穿上衣服。
So those who were there delegating the meeting, they all have to wear robes.
那些衣服呢, 还是跟天主教一样。
Those robes are just like the Catholics.
不过当然现在圣职员可以结婚的。
But now the bishops or the priests, they could marry.
所以你看表面上呢, 的的确确他们是更正教的。
So outwardly speaking, they were from the reform.
为什么呢?
Why?
很明显的, 他们在真理上, 他们不再像迷信啊, 也没有偶像这些东西,
so in a matter of truth, they no longer were worshipping idols.
但是你为着那些不懂事的那些罗马天主教徒来说,
but for those that did not understand, for the Catholics,
他们反正也搞不清楚的,
they weren't very clear.
他们来到礼拜堂, So
when they came to the church building, it was just like the coming to the mass.
所以你想啊, 等到那些清教徒, 等到那些人从日内瓦回来的时候,
so after those that returned from Geneva, they couldn't stand it. How can we continue?
他们觉得为了主的缘故,
so for the Lord's sake,
他们希望教会能够清洁化。
They want to purify the church. So these people, those who returned from Geneva, so they were educated by Calvin. So these people call themselves Puritans. So we thought later that we hear Puritans, they don't drink, they don't do this.
清教徒严格来讲，个个都是改革家。Puritans
means that all of them are reformists.
他们都要改革教会。They
want to reform the church.
结果他们说我们忍耐。Say
we're patient.
我们忍耐。We're
patient.
我们再忍耐。Further patient.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们忍耐了几乎快一百年，几乎是快一百年。So they were patient almost for 100 years.
大概什么一百，大概有60年到60年的样子。
Maybe 60 years.
等到60年以后，慢慢慢慢，他看见曙光了。
6 years they saw the light.
慢慢慢慢的他们把，因为这是他们的教导嘛。
Because this is their teaching.
所以他们就把这个清教徒的人慢慢慢就送到国会里面去。
So these Puritans then they were sent into Congress.
他们有上议会有下议会嘛。
So they had the Senate and the House.
然后慢慢最后的你知道说慢慢慢慢他们就变成大多数了。
So now they started becoming the overwhelming majority.
所以一直到今天你看, 这个改革中的思想还是这个思想,
even until today, the reformers think this way.
这一天基督徒想跟政治连载, 还是对政治有盼望, 那个思想传达, 就从这里来的。
So today, Christians still have a hope in politics. Where do they come from? From the
reformers.
So this experiment was done in near
England. 清教徒什么意思呢?
What does Puritans mean?
就是要把英国带到完全合乎圣经。
They want to bring England to be completely
他们要改,
under the Bible.
他们要不是改, 他们是要改革安理干会,
so they were not trying to change Catholicism, but the Church of England.
把所有天主教徒都把它去掉,
to get rid of the Roman Catholic.
然后最后呢, 最好把它变成长老会制就好了,
and then to become
长老制就好了,
the Presbyterian system. So brothers and sisters,
这叫什么?
What does this mean?
这就是因为他们不满意伊丽莎白做王的时候产生所决定中间的路线。
So they were not happy with the middle way that Queen Elizabeth had established.
中间路线什么意思呢?
What does it mean, middle
一半是改革的,
way?
一半是改革的,
half is reformed,
一半还是原来的,
half is Catholic.
清教徒说不行,
the Puritans said no.
我们全部都是要改革的,
we want everything to be reformed.
现在明白吗?
Now you understand?
但现在问题在这里,
but the problem is this.
你要碰到你我皇帝对, 王君王英王对才行啊。
You have to meet the right king.
好了，结果终于等到伊丽莎白过去了。
So now Queen Elizabeth died.
好了，下面来一个皇帝就是 King James.
Next king was the King James.
这个名字叫雅各王。
This King James.
那不要忘记，这个人呢是所有英国皇帝里面最会、最有学问的一个人。
So this is the most scholarly of all the kings in England.
就在那个时候，英国的他的文学可以说到了最高点。
At that time, England's scholarship had reached its highest point.
莎士比亚就是那个时候的。Shakespeare
was the was at that time. Shakespeare was a friend of King James.
那个时候呢，这个 King James 他不光是英国的皇帝，结果也是苏格兰的王。
So King James not became just the king of England, but also Scotland.
也是爱尔兰的王,
also the king of Ireland.
你看见吗?
You see that? So all these three were controlled by him.
所以现在呢，这个清教徒又高兴起来了。
So now the Puritans are happy.
我们好好的希望跟他好好谈谈。
So let us discuss with him.
结果没有想到啊,
didn't imagine.
这个 King James 觉得他妈妈是对的。This
King James thought his mom was right.
不是，对不起，他不是妈妈了。 他没有儿子的，所以他就是这个伊丽莎白是对的。
No, he felt that Queen Elizabeth was right.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他采取中间的路线。
Because she took the middle way.
所以他还是要采取中间路线。
So he still wanted to take the middle way.
不过呢，他要安慰这些清教徒。
But he wanted to comfort the Puritans.
下一个命令。
He had a command.
好好的翻译圣经。
They'll translate the Bible.
那你说他们不是把圣经翻过英文吗?
But didn't they translate the Bible to English?
他们在日内瓦那些逃难的人不就在那里翻译英文吗?
did the Geneva translate the Bible into English?
那个圣经叫做日内瓦圣经,
that was called the Geneva Bible.
完全根据加尔文的,
it's completely according to Calvin.
这里面的翻译完全是改革的味道,
so in it you have the whole taste of reform.
那么现在你不能用它呀,
but you cannot use him.
因为整个的英国国家教会是一半改革一半天主教嘛,
because all the Anglican churches half reform, half Catholic.
所以日内瓦圣经不能读的嘛,
so you couldn't read this Geneva Bible.
这些清教徒一定要把日内瓦圣经带回来,
so the Puritans wanted to bring back the Geneva Bible.
所以呢, King James 说这样好了,
so King James said this,
我找一些专家们,
I'll find some experts,
重新把圣经翻一下,
to retranslate the Bible.
我们走中间路线,
let's walk the middle way.
所以钦定美圣经就是代表说英国国家要找中间路线,
so the King James Bible version is that when we take the middle way,
结果没有想到,
didn't imagine,
那是翻译最好的一本圣经,
it was actually the best translation.
就文学各方面来讲没有话讲,
from a scholarship standpoint, it's the best.
甚至有人告诉我们说,
so some people say,
这个莎士比亚可能在这里面有份,
Shakespeare probably even had a part.
所以你要读英文圣经的话, 最好还是要读 King James.
So if you study the English Bible, it's probably the best to study.
你不要讲原文 到底准不准确,
don't say whether it's accurate.
但是就是说英文的这个 造就来说,
but according to the English
你要,
dictionary,
你要把英文学好的话,
if you want to learn English,
你虽然V刀带很拗口, 但是那个音你好好学的才对,
V刀带 is hard to pronounce, but it's the best English.
那为什么你知道吗?
Why?
因为他们说, 这个, 他们说这个 King James 好像是活了46岁, 我忘记, 反正跟46有关系,
King James lived like 46 years,
所以诗篇46篇呢,
so Psalm 46,
你如果从前面开始算第46个字,
if you count the 46 word in Psalm 46. It's shake.
你说后面倒数过来46个字是spear,
so if you count backwards from the last word, 46 is spear.
所以他们Shakespeare就把他名字藏在那里,
so Shakespeare hid his word in the Psalm 46.
NIV不灵的, 你NIV看不出来的,
NIV you can't do it,
你一定要看King James,
you have to look at King James,
你回去算算看,
you can count,
一点都没有错的,
it's true.
所以你就知道说,
so you know that
King James翻译了King James钦定本的圣经,
so King James translated the King James Bible.
所以这什么意思?
What does this mean?
告诉你说, 英国国家教会要走中间的路,
so that means that the Anglican Church wants to take the middle way.
但是非常惊险,
but it's very
一个皇后死了,
one king dies and you don't know what the next king
有 king James,
is.
有 James 1, 但有 James 2 了,
there's King James 1 and King James 2,
所以有 King James 1, 但后来来个 King James 2,
then King James 1 and King James 2,
King James 2 啊, 他醉心于罗马天主教,
so King James 2 he was obsessed with the Roman Catholic,
现在眼看着他就要把整个又搬回到天主教,
he was going to move everything back to Roman Catholicism. So they needed saviors.
那个救兵从哪里来的呢?
Now, where did these soldiers
结果呢,
救兵从荷兰来的, salvation came from Holland.
结果我们知道那个英,这个英王呢, 这个荷兰的王就变成英国的王,
so the king of Holland became the king of England.
那个英王的太太,
the king of England's wife,
就是 King James 2的女儿,
Is King James the second's daughter.
结果呢就把爸爸就赶走了,
so she cast out her father.
如果不这样做的话, 那么英国国家将老早变成天主教的了,
so because if she didn't do this, then in the end the Anglican Church would become Catholic Church.
这样一直到第17世纪末了,
even until the end of the 17th century,
差不多一个150年, 40几年的样子,
about 140 odd years.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗? 英国国家要走是中间的路线,
Anglican Church wanted to take the middle way,
然后最后几乎要变成罗马天主教,
almost became the Roman Catholic Church.
后来我们知道说英国有整个政治局面, 这样改变的缘故,
because there was a whole big political situation change.
从此以后,
from that point on,
那么这个所以一共差不多100年,
so after about 100 years,
那最后怎么样呢?
What happened in the end?
最后一个完全的自由,
there was complete freedom.
本来你如果不是英国国家教会的话,
before if you were not part of the Anglican Church,
你是属于异议者, dissenters,
you were dissenter,
你是 non-conformist, 你是怎么样都不肯屈服的一般人,
non-conformist,
那么你还是可以做基督徒,
you can be a Christian,
你还可以留下来,
you could remain,
但你不能读牛津大学,
well, you can't study in Oxford University,
你很好的学校, 你很好的地位你没有的,
you didn't have the best position.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这个就是后来的故事了,
this is the story of later.
所以现在大家明白吗?
So now you understand,
这个就是英国 Church of England 整个的情形。
So this is the Church of England situation.
那么后来到了16、19世纪的时候
19th century,
在 Queen Victoria 底下
Under Queen Victoria,
你看的的确英国征服了全世界。
Now England conquered the whole world.
四分之一的版图都是他的。
A quarter of the world's land belongs to England.
全世界四分之一的人口都是在不列颠帝国管辖底下。
A quarter of the world's population was under Great Britain.
英国跟中国的历史我想我们都知道。
I think you know the story of England and China.
好了现在什么时候英国舰队开到哪里
Wherever the naval ships of England reached, those missionaries went as well.
然后圣公会就到哪里
And then the Methodist Church went there too.
不是 Methodist,
sorry,
圣公
Anglican Church, Church of England.
那么在英国叫做 Church of England.
In England, it's called Church of England.
叫 Anglican Church.
Anglican Church.
你到了中国就不行了
In China, it was no longer called
所以叫做圣公会
It's called Episcopalian Church.
巴西也这样
In Brazil,
到处也这样
Everywhere, it's
所以英国统治了全世界
So the England conquered the whole world.
结果到到处都是圣公会。
This Episcopalian church is all over the place.
所以明白吗？
So、you
这是圣公会的来源。
This is the origin of Episcopalian.
这就是为什么有路德会、有长老会、改革宗。
So you have the Lutheran Church, the Reformed, the Anglican Church.
现在呢，又有了英国国家教会。
So now you have the State Church of England.
它的影响是全世界。
Its influence is global.
现在全世界164个国家都有圣公会。
In 164 countries in the world, you have the Episcopalian Church.
弟兄姊妹，一面来说
，On the one hand,
改革的没有错。
It's reformist.
不知道有多少的血。
There's so much blood.
圣徒的血流了。
Saints of the blood,
慢慢的，你知道说英国国是安利干会，终于走到了中间的路线。
Slowly, the Anglican Church walks towards the middle way.
所以你不能说它是天主教。
You can't say it's Catholic Church.
你也不能说它是更正教。
You can't say it's Reformed.
就是神学福音真理来说
，theologically speaking,
是更正教的。
It is Reformed.
但是就做整个的仪式来说
，but in terms of their methods or their
又是罗马天主教。
It's all Roman Catholic.
所以我称它做半路凉亭。
It's like the halfway resting.
两边都不到家的。
You cannot go anywhere.
也不是天主教。
It's not a Catholic church.
也不是更正教。
It's not the Reformed church.
是中间的。
It's right in the middle.
两边都够不到。
You cannot reach the results of either. It's not complete either way.
你看见吗？这个就是安利干会。
This is the Anglican Church.
所以每次你想到安利干会的时候
，When you think about Anglican Church,
你就知道说来源当初的故事是这样的故事。
So now you know its origin.
那么到了十九世纪的时候
，In the 19th century,
有一个很大的转弯。
There was a big turn.
我们不是有首诗歌吗
？Don't we have a hymn?
就是啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦，引我柔爱之光。
This hymn.
这首诗歌呢是有一个人叫 Newman 写的。
So this is written by an author Newman.
他是牛津大学的教授。
He was a professor of Oxford.
牛津大学好几个教授。
Oxford had many professors.
他们不满意圣公会的情形。
They were not satisfied with the Anglican Church.
所以他们发起一个运动。
So they started a movement.
他们希望能够回到当初。
So they wanted to return to the beginning.
教会荣耀的光景。
The glorious condition of the church.
所以他们去读了很做了很多研究的功夫。
So they did many research studies.
然后发现说原来在早期的教会有教会很多的丰富。
They discovered many riches in church history.
那弟兄姊妹，这个丰富其实不是罗马教的，我是教会历史里面的丰富。
These riches were did not belong to the Roman Catholic Church, but to church history.
所以这个意思，这个运动就是希望能回到能够教这个整个英国国家教会不光是外壳子里面要属灵的内容。
So they wanted not just to have an outward appearance of the Anglican Church, but also the content.
起头一切都是好的。
So in the beginning, everything was good.
实在蒙主的祝福。
It was blessed by the Lord.
但是慢慢慢慢就走样了。
But slowly, it went the wrong way.
尤其是 Newman.
Especially Newman.
他干脆就回到天主教去了。
He returned completely to Roman Catholicism.
他说根据他研究的，我们应该回到天主教。
He said, according to my research, we have to return to Roman Catholicism.
应该回到母亲的怀抱里面去。
Return to the bosom of the mother.
但牛津运动的没有都跟他。
But not everybody in Oxford followed him.
还有一个主教。
There's another bishop.
还有一个不是还有一个教授。
Another professor.
叫做普塞教授。
Called
Posey. 那这个教授呢很有名的。
So he was very famous.
他圣经读得很好。
He studied the Bible well.
那他的影响就很大。
His influence was great.
他拒绝回到天主教。
He rejected the thought of returning to the Roman Catholic Church.
思想已经在那里面了。
But the thought was already there.
所以慢慢到了十九世纪以后
，In the 19th century，
整个的阿里干会就变成三个，就变成三个了。
Anglican Church became three。
什么意思呢
？What did it mean？
就是有的没有回到天主教，但是整个的仪式是更天主教了。
Some did not return to Catholicism， but their all their ceremonies were like the Catholic。
所以这个叫 Catholic wing， 就是整个罗整安公安理公会安理干会里面现在是非常倾向天主教。
So in the Anglican Church, this is called the Catholic wing.
今天你去看很多天主教，很多安理干会。
So many Episcopalians today.
你一进去，你根本搞不清楚到底这是罗马天主教呢，还是安理干会。
If you go in, you cannot tell if it's Roman Catholic Church or whether it's Episcopalian.
到了十九世纪的时候
，In the 19th century，
还有一个叫 High Church。
There's another place called High Church.
High Church 什么意思呢
？What did it mean？
他们都是很有地位的人。
So they all had positions.
他们很有学问。
They're all scholarly.
他们不相信圣经都是神的话。
They didn't believe that all the Word of God was the Word of God.
变成新派。
Now they became liberals.
这叫 High Church.
This is called High Church.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
有一帮人不肯离开圣。
There's some people
不肯离开圣公会。
They didn't want to leave the Anglican Church.
像 George Whitfield 就是。
Just like George Whitfield.
像 John Newton 就是这样。
John Newton was this way.
这些人呢，没有离开天主教，没有离开安理干会。
Didn't leave the Episcopalian
Church. Bishop Moore 也是这样。
Bishop Moore was like that.
那么这些人做什么呢
？What did these people do？
这些人就属于 Low Church of Anglicans.
They were part of the Low Church of the Anglicans.
他们仍旧维持纯正的信仰。
They kept the pure faith.
所以一直到今天还是如此。
Even until today.
你记不记得有一个人名字叫做有？比方说，就比方说。Stott， 我们知道斯图德这位弟兄
brother named Stott。
那么还有呢？比方说，好几个很有名的，你不要忘了，他们都圣公会的人。
They were all part of the Anglican Church。
很有学问。
They were very scholarly。
但他们是福音派的。
But they are evangelical。
他们既不是天主教的。
They're not Catholic。
也不是这个 High Church。
They're part of the High Church。
他们属于 Low Church。
They're part of the Low Church。
所以不要忘记了。
Don't forget。
我们讲到圣公会的时候
，When you speak about the Episcopalian。
Church,
no matter where you go,
it is 这样子,
it's always this way.
尤其在非洲,
especially in Africa,
很多都是 evangelical,
many of them are evangelical.
当他们赞成同性恋的时候,
when they agreed on homosexuality,
或者可以有女圣职人员的时候,
or when they felt that they could have a female bishop,
你看见他们在非洲的就非常的刚强,
and then in Africa they rejected it.
所以这个就是安理干会今天的情
形。 So this is the condition of the Episcopalian Church.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们清楚了。
So brothers, now we're clear.
就在马丁路德的同时
，During the time of Martin Luther，
就在加尔文的同时
，Time of Calvin，
我们叫英国国家教会就诞生了。
So the Anglican Church was born。
一开始从肉体开始
，Started from the flesh。
幸好有属灵的人
，But there are some spiritual men
在教会里面把它清洁化。
In the church, purified them。
主纪念他们
，The Lord remembered them。
虽然头开的不好
，Even though the start was bad，
到今天。
But today, we can see that there are those that love the Lord.
给了我们许多的帮助。
Help us greatly.
Bishop Moore 就是啊。
Bishop Moore was this way.
我们的开始聚会，他就是很帮助很大的。
So in the Keswick Convention, he was one of the ones that helped much.
那么他前面有一个主教叫什么呢？有一个主教的名字叫做这个 Westcott.
So there was another bishop called Westcott.
他是最会读约翰福音的。
He knew how to study the Gospel of John.
他的约翰福音是最好的一本。
His Gospel of John is the best.
在前面还有一个是。更大的会读圣经叫做 Lightfoot。
There's another even greater one called Lightfoot。
他把保罗书信读得最好的。
He was the best in the epistles of Paul。
尤其保罗监狱的书信。
Especially the prison book。
像哥罗西书了。
So
像
腓
立比书了。
Philippians。
没有人能赶得上。
No one can reach him。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这些今天我们属灵的财产。
Now the spiritual inheritance we have。
是谁给我们的
？Who gave it to us？
是安理干会的人给我们的。
The Anglican Church gave it to us。
不要忘记。
But don't forget。
不是。这个罗马教的那一个支
，It's not the Catholic wing，
也不是 High Church，
It's not the High Church，
那是 Low Church，
It's the Low Church，
所以这是今天的情形。
So this is the condition today。
当教会分成这个样子的时候
，When the church is put this way，
我们要知道说神还为他自己的名保守了一些七千人是没有向巴黎屈膝。
We know that the Lord has preserved 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal。
好了，那么简单的来说
，So simply speaking，
我们姑且把。英国国家教也算是从马丁路德那个流一直下来。
So let's consider that the Anglican Church also is one of the tributaries of the
应该按理来应该是这样下来
的 Martin Luther work
是不完全的。
It's not complete。
那结果呢？我们要问。
But then we want to ask,
马丁路德完全吗?
Is Martin Luther
complete?
Is Lutheran Church complete?
如果路德完全的话,
if the Lutheran Church is complete,
我们知道神就不会兴起另外一半的圣灵,
then the Lord will not raise other overcomers.
那么好了,现在我们要我说改革宗完全吗?
Are the Reformed Church complete?
如果改革宗完全的话,
if the Reformed Church is complete,
神就不会再另外兴起一半白衣人与他同行,
then the Lord will not raise others that who are white garments.
他英国国家教育完全呢?
Is the Anglican Church complete?
当然不完全,
no, it's not.
所以圣经另外一大帮人来帮助他往去。
The Lord raised up other ones to help it be completed.
现在我们来看这些白衣人是谁?
So who are these in white garments?
我们看见见证人是谁?
Who are the testimonies?
他们怎样拒绝这些污染?
Who rejected these pollutions?
所以最早的时候,
so the earliest time,
现在我们特别讲的马丁路德,
Martin Luther,
特别讲到贾尔文他们,
during time of Calvin,
弟兄姊妹, 在主的眼光来看,
in the eyes of the Lord,
他们的行为没有一样是完全的,
none of their deeds were complete before God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
圣灵就兴起一般的圣灵,
then the Holy Spirit raised overcomers.
这个时候圣者有两班,
these overcomers has two parts.
一般就是所谓的崇敬,
one part are the Puritans,
Anabaptists.
Now the Anabaptists, strictly speaking, we often think that they just want to talk about baptism. But the focus is not there. The focus is that you can only be baptized after you believe. If you believe and you can be baptized, then the church would only include those who are born again. But in the Lutheran Church, in the Reformed Church, the infants could be baptized. He hasn't been saved.
结果呢,
they're also part of the church.
所以你看见吗?
So you see that?
结果教会包括得救的,没有得救的。
But then the church includes those that are saved and those
没有得救,
that are not saved.
属于世界的,
those that are not saved belong to the world.
所以现在明白吗?
So now you understand.
教会怎么让世界跑进来?
How can you let the world enter the church?
你看见吗?
You see that?
过去很清楚的,
in the past it was clear.
你看见, 就是罗马天主教,
the Roman Catholic Church,
和世界结婚,
and married the world,
把世界就带到教会里面来了,
brought the world into the church,
一家pagan就带到教会里面来了,
brought pagans into the world,
所以教会就堕落了,
so then the church fell.
现在马丁路德是不是做得更好呢?
Does the Martin Luther do better?
你看见没有?
You say no.
你看见说这个你看见路德会还是个国家的教会,
so the Lutheran Church was still a state church,
还是被世界瓜分了,
also divided by the world.
那么假如
are the Calvinists better? They did a different direction. It's not that the church became secularized, but was that the world became secularized.
But
we're still married to the world. So you see that? Outwardly speaking, they said they want to be baptized. But what they were concerned about, what the Lord wants to reform, restore, only those that are born again part of the church, they are the body of Christ. Lutheran is a little bigger,
the
church is a little bigger than this. You see that?
So they felt
they have to return to the Bible. Only those who are saved, they are the body of Christ. So you understand that? So what they focus upon is not the Reformation. So their focus is on restoration. They want to return to the first century. They want to return to the body of Christ.
你明白吧?
You understand that?
是非常清楚的,
it's very clear. They felt that Martin Luther didn't do enough. Calvin didn't do enough.
他们如果这样,
they felt this way the church has no way. So they proved they were right.
为什么呢?
Why? Then the whole Europe was divided. There was bloodshed.
为什么呢?
Why? Because the world married the church.
不管怎么样,
no matter what, the world is going to strike you.
结果我们知道说,结果果然皇帝就来攻击德国了。
So that's why the Pope attacked Germany.
不是的,皇帝,
the Emperor attacked Germany.
那最后怎么样呢?
What did he do in the
最后我们知道说就是1555年的和平协定。
So in 1555, there's a peace treaty.
结果你看世界就瓜分了,
then the world divided the church.
你只要有这块土地,
you have this territory.
你相信什么,
whatever you believe, this is what it will be.
这个是政治的手腕,
this is the power of politics.
这个最多就是叫现在路德会能在德国能站得住脚,
This is just so that Lutheran Church can have a place in Germany.
你站得住脚吗?
Can you really stand? No.
现在问题就是,
the problem is this.
和平协定是君子协定。
Now the peace treaty is the treaty of gentlemen.
大家君子就没有事了。
If everybody's gentleman, that's fine.
结果你不这样做,
but if you don't do this,
他也不这样做,
if he doesn't do it,
所以一定打起来了,
then you will fight again.
那么在德国是不是这样呢?
But then in Germany,
Germany
was this
你明白吗?
You understand that?
最后怎么办呢?
What happened in the end?
又很清楚的,
very clear.
这个皇帝, 这个, 罗马天主教跟皇帝是连在一起的。
So the Roman Catholic Church was connected to the emperor, the king.
那个时候皇帝是哪里的呢?
Who was the king?
那个皇帝是住在维也纳的。
The king lived in Vienna.
因为那个时候整个的罗马皇帝欧洲势力最大的是一个家族。
So at that time, Europe was most influenced by one family.
这个家族叫哈布斯堡家族。
It was Habsburg family. They came from Switzerland. They came from a castle there.
越来越有力量,
more and more powerful.
他们起头是在维也纳,
in the beginning, they were Vienna.
他们有一个办法很厉害的,
so they had a very strong
method. 他们统治整个的欧洲,
for them to conquer all of Europe.
他们整个统治整个的帝国,
all of the empire.
不必用枪,
they don't need guns. They had a simple way.
结果呢, 这个皇帝就娶了赫兰的女子, 赫兰的公主。
So the king there married the princess of Holland.
结果他得的一块土地就是赫兰跟西班牙。
So then she gained both Holland and Spain.
然后让他的孙子再娶这个匈牙利的公主。
And then the grandson married the princess of Hungary.
结果呢，你知道捷克斯拉夫跟匈牙利就变成通通是他的。
So Czechoslovakia and Hungary became his.
所以那是最大的势力，就是他们的势力。
So they had the biggest power.
而且神也很稀奇啊！
And God is amazing.
你知道吗？ 从来因着这个缘故， 他们就鼓励结婚呢。
So they encourage marriage.
有一个谁啊？ 有一个女皇， 她的名字叫做什么？ 名字叫做， 我们去过维也纳那个， 不是Sisi， Sisi是另外一个， 一共生了11个女儿，那叫什么名字？ 谁？ Teresa。 对，Teresa那个女王一共生了11个女儿。
So this the Queen Teresa had 11 daughters.
11个女儿嫁出去都是政治婚姻。
So all 11 daughters were political marriages.
只有一个女儿是为了爱情而结婚。
So only one daughter married for love.
你想想就厉害的，你只要生越多女儿，你将来土地越来越大。
So the more daughters you have, the bigger land you will conquer.
这是那个时候怎么征服那个世界，你明白吗？
That's how she conquered the world.
这就是怎么征服那个世界。
This is how she conquered the world.
结果他们只要结婚，不管是不是近亲结婚，他们不管的。
If they married, whether they were
不管近亲啊,
whether they were close relatives or not,
只要能够成功就可以,
as long as you're successful, it's fine.
结果现在有人研究啊,
so now I have people do a study.
后来家族后来变得绝子绝孙没有后代了。
So this family later became, they could not have siblings, offspring anymore.
所以这个王朝, 这个 dynasty 自然后来就没有了。
So this dynasty ended.
你知道为什么吗?
Why?
就是因为他们近亲结婚，所以变得没有后代了。
So because they were married, close relatives, that's what they didn't have.
神的手果然在那里啊！
So the hand of God was there.
现在明白吗？
See that?
好了，因为这个缘故，
because of this,
当然他们就有了捷克斯拉夫，就是捷克斯拉夫那块地方，
so they had,
捷克那块地方。
They owned all of Czechoslovakia.
结果没有想到啊，
they didn't imagine.
捷克斯拉夫，结果因为这个皇帝啊。 是很虔诚的天主教徒，
because this king was a devout Catholic，
而且有的都是耶稣会训练出来的。
Many of them were trained by the Jesuits。
现在呢， 好了， 他们要做波西米亚的王， 就要做捷克的王。
So they wanted to be the king of Bohemia or Czechoslovakia。
结果他们很紧张啊，
they're very nervous。
他们因为什么？ 因为如果这样做的话， 那么整个的波西米就变成什么？ 就变成这个天主教的。
So they were nervous because all of Bohemia will become Catholic.
那么捷克基督徒就要受逼迫了。
So then the Christians of Czechoslovakia will be persecuted.
结果你知道吗？ 有一天，
so one day,
等到这个从维也纳这个王出去的时候， 派代表去的时候，
so when Vienna sent out this king,
结果他们不接受，
they didn't accept it.
他们就把他们两个使者从这个圣殿的窗户丢出去。
So they threw out two of their people out the window.
这个30公尺高啊，应该死掉了嘛。
30 meters high, they should have died.
结果没有死。
They didn't die.
这个两个人刚好丢在马粪里面,
so they fell into horse manure.
睡没有死,
but they didn't die. They're full of shame, but didn't die.
所以这个缘故,
because of this.
这个皇帝说我们要出兵啊,
so that's why the king said, I would send soldiers out.
这就变成宗教战争啊,
so now it became religious war.
变成罗马教跟更正教的战争啊,
so it became the war between the Romans
and
Catholicism
and Reform.
When Bohemia was attacked,
他们就喊救兵啊,
so they wanted to ask for
soldiers.
Then the Germans helped.
后来呢,连丹麦也出来帮忙啊,
the Denmark also helped.
然后也瑞典也出来帮忙啊,
Sweden also helped.
你知道吗? 这个是惨烈的宗教战争。
This is a terrible religious war.
一共打了多少年了?
How many years did they fight?
打了30年。
For 30 years they fought.
结果什么?
What happened?
结果德国三分之一的人通通死亡。
So a third of Germany died.
没有那么悲惨的一件事。
There shouldn't have been such a tragic event.
所以弟兄姊妹, but, 现在你明白吗?
Now you understand?
世界跟教会连接的结果,
when the church marries the world,
is
this is the result.
就是这么多吗?
Is it that up? Is that it? No.
在法国也是宗教的,
in France, there was
religious war. 在哪里也是? 在荷兰也是,
in Holland, it was the same.
因为荷兰等于西班牙在管理他们,
because Holland was controlled by Spain.
有好多人为主寻道,
many people were martyred for the
Lord. 他们有的人就逃到英国去了,
some people fled to England.
所以弟兄姊妹为什么有这些流血的战争呢?
Why were there these bloody wars?
很清楚的,
simply
大家不遵守条约的,
people didn't follow the treaty.
你看见没有?
You see that?
为着宗教自由,
for the sake of religious freedom,
他们不惜要流血的,
they wanted to shed blood.
在英国是不是好一点呢?
Is it better than England?
英国没有更好,
England wasn't much better.
你知道那些清教徒啊,
you know those Puritans,
等了好快100年了,
they were waiting for 100 years,
也许60年到80年,
maybe 60 to 80 years.
现在终于出头天了, 他们终于有人在国会里面大办了,
finally they had the majority in the parliament.
就什么结果呢?
What was the result?
表决的结果,
the result was this.
你表决的结果, 表决的结果就是 整个的英国应该转向,
so all of England should be changed towards the reform.
那么结果皇帝赞成吗?
Did the king of
England 不赞成,
the king didn't
不赞成怎么办呢?
What did he do?
就内战,
there was civil war.
弟兄姊妹, 新教徒要出去打仗,
Puritans had to go fight a war.
不过也很稀奇, 他们打仗实在神与他们同在,
the Lord was with them when they fought the war.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
为什么他们觉得打仗没有问题啊?
Why did they feel that fighting war was not bad?
因为他们觉得他们就像以色列人一样,
because they felt they were like the Israelites.
神把以色列人已经摆在一边,
God already laid aside the Israelites.
教会已经取代以色列人,
the church has taken the place of the
Israelites. 现在我们守十诫不过守新的十诫,
now we keep the new Ten Commandments.
是他们觉得他们就站在以色列地位,
so they felt that they're in the place of Israel.
这个叫做 replacement theology,
replacement theology,
取代神学,
replacement theology. The church has replaced Israel.
那么以色列旧约打仗嘛,
so Israel, they fought in the Old Testament,
他们,
so they could fight too.
他们里面一点没有觉得不妥吗?
They didn't feel it was not inappropriate.
哎,
these Puritans are also very interesting. They love the Lord.
要不打仗就读圣经,
they didn't fight war, they read the Bible.
然后唱诗篇,
and they sang songs. And then as they fought, they sang the song.
结果居然让他们打胜仗,
and the Lord allowed them to win victory.
这些清教徒啊,
these Puritans,
都不是正规军队,
they're not true
皇帝的,
army.
皇帝的军队才是正规军队,
they were not part of the royal army, it's like the king.
他们都是农夫啊,
they were all peasants.
所以那里有一个人是剑桥大学, 剑桥的人, 那叫做 Cromwell, 克伦威尔啊,
so there was a person called Cromwell from Oxford.
号召这些人就起来了,
he called these people.
那么好了, 那大家觉得, 因为打内战了嘛,
because they had civil war.
所以你稀奇不稀奇啊?
Isn't it amazing?
居然最后清教徒打了胜仗,
so the Puritans, they won the war.
然后那个皇帝居然上钻头台,
and the king came to the guillotine.
有好几年,
for many years,
没, 英国没有王的,
king, England did not have a
所以是
king.
所以是Cromwell 在那里军事统治,
so Cromwell was there with a military rule over England.
结果在这几年做什么呢?
What did he do in those years?
所有的英国他们所受的法律就是清教徒所说的法律。
So all of the laws of the land was the Puritan laws.
礼拜天要做礼拜,
Sunday you have to go to church.
人很多不信的人呢,
many unbelievers.
你看见吗? 伦敦很多人都不相信,
many didn't believe in London.
结果每个人一定要遵从这样做。
Everybody had to do it this way.
所以弟兄姊妹后来大家受不了了,
people couldn't take it.
所以说怎么办? 怎么办呢？说他们要把英国皇帝把他接回来。
So they want to bring back Kingdom England.
这个叫 restoration.
Restoration.
恢复，那是个很恢复。
Restoration.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在 Cromwell 死的时候，
When Cromwell died,
他们准备好去抢他的尸体。
They want to take his corpse.
结果没有想到，他们后来派卫队，大我不记得好几万卫队， 然后护送他， 把他送到 Abbey, 送到 Westminster Abbey 去。
So many thousands kept him and brought him to Westminster Abbey.
那结果我们知道这是好不容易的。
So very difficult.
最后呢，等到皇帝复辟的时候，皇帝又回到位置上的时候，
When the king was restored,
结果就把他尸体挖出来， 然后等于鞭尸一样。
And then they brought out his corpse and they were mistreated it.
清教徒等了半天，就等了那么一天。
So Puritans waited for all that time just for that day.
结果果然整个世界，
The whole world
是照着圣经所讲的。
The world of the Bible.
行得通吗？
Is it possible? 行不通。 No.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand?
清教徒最后终于学了一个功课。
The Puritans learned a lesson.
英国国教教会是不会改变的。
The Anglican Church will never change.
所以那个时候，
At that time,
清教徒就死了心了。
The Puritans gave up.
他觉得我们只能另外聚会才可以。
We have to have another meeting.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
这个就是所谓的 Congregationalist 的开始。
So this is the start of the Congregationalist.
这个就是所谓公理中的开始。
So the Congregationalist.
现在不是国家教会了。
It's no longer the state church.
现在是堂会主义了。
Now it's congregationalist.
在每一个堂就是独立的。
Every congregation is independent.
你看见吗？现在不是国家教会。
You don't belong to the Anglican Church.
这个思想从哪里来？
Where did this thought come from?
这个思想是从有一个地方，就是何寿文姊妹从那里来的。
So this is coming from where Miss Barber, Miss Margaret Barber is from.
叫 Norwich 这个地方。
This comes from Norwich.
就 Norwich 有一度有30,000个。
So in Norwich at one point had 30,000 people that fled there from Holland. And most of them were Anabaptists. So Anabaptists was just like the Congregationalists. So they had enlightenment.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在他们就开始独立，开始聚会。
Now they started to meet.
所以这个叫 free church.
These are called the free church.
这个独立教会表示不是于国家教会的。Free
church is independent from the state church.
Free church 我们把它翻成私立教会，现在不是国立教会，现在变成私立教会了。
Now became a privatized.
所以每一个人、每一个堂、每一个会都是向主负责。All
the each congregation was responsible to the Lord.
这是公立中的开始。
This is the start of congregation.
那么很多的清教徒呢，也就离开了，只好离开了嘛。
And then many of the Puritans they also left.
所以有的人就到了美国。
So some people came to the United States.
所以这就是美国后来改革中或者说长老会的开始。
So this is the start of Presbyterian Church or Reformed Church in the United States.
就是这么开始的。
This is how it started.
所以我们晓得说，他们学了好久功课以后，
They learned many lessons.
他们才知道说，
That they know.
政治跟世界是不能结婚。
Politics and the world cannot be united.
你等了半天，
You waited for so long.
结果你还上当了， 还是一切都空的。
Everything is empty.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
结果这些独立的教会，
These independent congregations,
有的是长老会，
Some are Presbyterian.
我们说只有在，我们说过嘛， 只有在苏格兰的才是国家的。
Only in Scotland was it a state church.
但其他地方就变成一个个独立的教会。
Everywhere else it became individual
churches. 有的接受了堂会主义的思想，
Some were influenced by the congregation.
但是不管怎么样，
no matter what,
所以你看有这些清教徒呢，
Puritans,
就另外聚会，
they started meeting somewhere
else. 所以现在你知道说，
so today you know,
这个有一般的人，
some of those,
或者这样说吧，
in other words,
浸信会是怎么来的？
How did the Baptist come from?
我们知道说有一般的这个清教徒，
some of these Puritans,
他们呢后来受了逼，他们开始聚会了，
so they started meeting.
结果呢他们就受逼迫就逃到， 逃到哪？逃到这个荷兰去了。
So they were persecuted and they came to Holland.
他们碰到清教徒。
So they met the Puritans.
他们得着帮助。
They were helped.
所以回到伦敦就是第一个浸信会。
They returned to London and they were the first Baptist.
是从他们得着帮助的。
They were helped.
明白吗？
You understand that?
那么还有逃到英国去以后，
And after they fled to England,
这些人老早就跟那么这些人呢称他们自己叫 Pilgrims.
And they call themselves Pilgrims.
所以到了 Boston， 他们移民到 Boston 最早 Mayflower 的不是 Puritans， 是这些 Pilgrims。
So the first that came to the United States on the Mayflower were the pilgrims.
但是不管怎么样,
no matter what.
这些人,
these people, they had lost all hope.
这pilgrims在James First的时候就已经没有希望.
So the pilgrims under James I are already hopeless.
所以他们最早, 他们就老早放弃了。
So they gave up.
清教徒后来学了惨痛的功课以后, 他们才放弃。
After Puritans learned a horrible lesson, then they gave up.
他们起头还想忠于英国的国家教会。
In the beginning, they wanted to be faithful to the Anglican
Church. 没有，后来也独立起来了。
But they became independent.
所以在美国就变成堂会主义。
So in the United States, became congregationalist.
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 那我想想看。 自从美国革命以后,
ever since the American Revolution,
革命的精神就是独立的精神,
the American Revolution's spirit of that is
所以有人告诉我们说,
freedom.
美国为什么独立呢?
Why the United States become free? Why is everybody so free?
每一个人房子,
every house is a distance from somebody else.
英国不是,
England, all the houses are connected.
这从哪里来的?
Where this comes from?
This
is independence. Freedom.
本来我们受英国国家教会管辖的,
before we controlled by the Anglican Church.
那革命以后那个祭,
after revolution, there's an even bigger distance.
所以有人告诉我们说,
people tell us, so where did this thought of freedom come from in the United States? Start from these congregationalists. Every congregation is independent.
So, brothers,
they become the national church. So that's why today you have Baptists, you have the Presbyterians, so many meetings. I want to ask you, when they learn the lesson,
不听老人也吃亏在眼前,
so,
这老人是谁呢? 老人就是 Anabaptist.
So you have to listen to the most wise, which are the Anabaptists. Anabaptists early on already said the church cannot marry the world. They were chased all over the world.
他们流血,
they shed blood.
他们被丢用麻布丢在这个水里面。
They were covered in linen and thrown into the ocean.
他们做什么见证?
What was the testimony?
他们用血做见证说,
they testify with their blood.
你们要听啊,
you have to hear.
教会跟世界不能够联系。
The church cannot be united with the world.
我们一定要回到神旨意的道路。
We have to return to the center of the God's will.
这是谁的见证?
Whose testimony is this?
Anabaptist.
It's the testimony of the Anabaptist.
因为
Martin Luther was not complete. Calvin was not complete. Why was Calvin not complete?
还有意思,
it's very interesting.
有一个讲异端的,
someone who was a heretic and did not believe the triune God. Came from Geneva. Geneva, Calvin warned him, don't come. He still came.
那根据因为他是异端的,
because he's a heretic.
根据异端,那么那个时候就要交给政府,就要处决他呀。
So, the, if it's a heretic, he has to be sent to the government.
结果他为主寻道了,
so he was martyred for the
为了真理真的为主寻道, 看法不一样,
for the truth, he was martyred.
那谁来批准的呢?
Who approved it?
加尔文亲自批准,
John Calvin himself approved it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
谁逼迫 Anabaptist?
Who persecuted the Anabaptists? The Reformed Church.
后来谁逼迫贵格会的弟兄姊妹?
Who persecuted the Quakers?
他们到了 Boston.
When they went to Boston,
他们本来就是为着信仰自由才去的,
so they came here for religious freedom.
就他们不能接受贵格会的,
but they could not accept the Quakers.
把他们耳朵割掉,
cut their ears.
把他们舌头割掉,
cut their tongue.
把他们送回去,
sent them back.
你说这怎么可能呢?
How is that possible?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
Anabaptist 老早就说了,
Anabaptist already said,
你只要跟世界联合,
if you're united with the world,
你看见没有?
You see that?
这是一定的结果,
this will be the result.
你看见一个战争又是一个战争,
one war and next war,
你看一个流血, 一个流血,
one blood after bloody age.
不信的朋友们怎么说呢?
What the unbelievers say?
你看他们基督打起来了,
so the Christians, they fight each other, they shed blood.
这个见证在什么地方?
Where's the testimony?
如果人打你这个脸,
so if someone strikes you on one face, you should turn the other one. Who told us to return the Sermon on the Mount?
Anabaptist.
The Anabaptist. So these were the Anabaptists. They said they are for peace.
他们为什么和平呢?
Why are they for peace?
很简单呢,
Simply speaking, they want to follow the Sermon on the Mount.
你是他不保护自己怎么办呢?
How, if you don't protect yourself, what happens?
如果你照着山上的教训,你怎么办?
If you do according to the Sermon on the Mount, what do you do?
你敢叫你的儿女这样做吗?
Do you dare tell your children to do that?
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
所有顺服山上教训的人,
all those who obey the Sermon on the Mount
都是不保护自己的人,
are those that don't protect themselves.
To
allow the Lord to protect
them.
They really believe the Lord's protection. So this is an amazing thing,
brothers.
Don't think that if you're for peace, that's it. The Quakers had this difficulty when they were in Pennsylvania. All over was Indians. If you don't have weapons, you're just waiting for death. When you come upon death, you don't save yourself. These brothers and sisters, they didn't save themselves. So brothers and sisters,
what we see
there's a group of people more complete than the Martin Luther. They already told them the world and the church cannot marry.
So you
see that?
这就是那个时候主所做的,
this is what the Lord did.
Angel and the Baptist,
because of the Anabaptist, you had the Baptist church.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹,
don't forget, brothers and sisters.
到美国,不光,美国今天呢, 不要忘记了, 不光是有 Amish, 阿美族的人,
the United States, you have the Amish,
不光是门诺会的人,
Mennonite,
也不光是 Hutterite, 更重要的,
more important,
你像美国最大的宗派,
the biggest denomination,
Southern Baptist, 南方进行会,
Southern Baptist.
那是最大最大, Billy Graham也是的,
biggest denomination, Billy Graham from there.
为什么有那么多进行会的人?
Why are there so many Baptists?
因为 圣徒的血乃是教会的种子,
because the blood of the saints is the seed of the church.
弟兄姊妹,
because of their blood,
我们的眼睛终于看见,
our eyes are finally open.
明白吗?
You see that?
这就是神所兴起的白衣人,
so this are the wolves that, of white garments that the Lord raised.
那不止这样,
not only that,
就在那个时候,
at that time,
我们知道有一班弟兄们被主兴起,
there's a group of brothers and sisters that the Lord raised.
他们爱主,
they love the
为什么呢?
Lord. Why?
他们看见说, 我们不能一天到晚只注意外面,
we cannot just focus on the external.
今天改革中呢,
so the reformed church only focus on the outward. You focus on their idols.
Problem,
how is your relationship with the Lord? So they focus on the fellowship with the Lord. You can say they're mystics, but they're different than the Catholic mystics. Catholic mystics, they deal with their own flesh. You have to self-abate. You have to suffer. But no, these brothers and sisters,
他们所注意的是什么?
What they focused on was, it's the Christ indwelling Christ, to have close fellowship with him. Developing the outside is useless. Inside you have to have spiritual reality.
你看见没有?
You see that?
马丁路德没有看见,
Martin Luther didn't see, they saw it.
加拉我没有看见,
Calvin didn't see it, they saw it.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些人,
these people, they focus on the indwelling Christ. Brought great blessing to the church.
是明白吗?
You see that?
没有多久以后,
soon later,
有的人就采, 就得着他们的帮助,
many people were helped by them.
这一帮人谁呢?
Who are these people?
这一帮人就是贵格会,
these are the Quakers.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand?
今天我们得到宾路易师母的帮助,
we're helped by Jesse Penn Lewis.
宾路易师母就是贵格会的,
Jesse Penn Lewis is a Quaker.
明白吗?
You understand that?
她得着该恩夫人的帮助,
she was helped by Madame Guillon.
她把她所有都过滤过,
she filtered everything.
然后注意内住的基督,
focus on the indwelling in Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers, even until today we're helped by him.
所以明白吗?
Now you understand? God raised two those in white garments. One was the pure the Anabaptist. Even until today the influence is there.
另外一帮人呢,
the other group,
所谓属灵的改革者,
These are the spiritual reformers.
这些人是属灵人,
these people are spiritual.
清楚吗?
You see that?
当1828年主兴起尼托生在大陆的时候,
in 1928, when the Lord raised Washington, after the first meeting,
你看,
the testimony of China started.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
刚开始的时候,
in the beginning,
他们不是问说我们要怎样聚会,
they didn't ask how we should meet.
不是的,
no.
他们先摸着, 先在里面遇见了主,
So they met the Lord inwardly. So the whole church in China started from inward to outward.
不是外面到里面,
not from outward to inward. So Brother Ni almost died.
他认为说他最多写完属灵言，他到主那里去了。
He thought that he was going to die after writing spiritual man.
他看不见有什么果子要发生。
He felt that he couldn't see any fruit.
结果没有想到,
he didn't imagine.
属灵人不知道帮助了多少人。
Didn't know how many people spiritual man helped.
他们往里面去,
so they went inward.
因为神, 我们的主, 是蛮有气灵的主。
Our Lord is full of the seven spirits.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, when you see that the body is church of the body of Christ,
我们属灵要长大,
you see our spiritual man needs to grow.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters, 从里面到外面,
inwardly to outwardly,
so
influences until today.
所以中国的工作跟英国的工作完全不同,
so the work in China is different than the work in England. The work of Martin Luther is different. They were reformed from the outside in.
那中国的工作,
the work in China is from the inside to the outside.
所以弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
那些流血,
the
bloodshed,
those who persecuted, nobody was persecuted as much as the Quakers.
George Fox, 那个创始人坐了六年的牢,
George Fox was in prison for 6 years.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他劝弟兄姊妹说,
he encouraged brothers and sisters,
他说不要紧啊,
so it doesn't matter. We're just like the sheep led out to the slaughter. When they shear our coat.
他说你要再忍耐啊,
you have to be patient.
没有多久, 那个毛又会长起来的,
because the skin will, shearling will go back.
所以弟兄姊妹, 到了太夫人,
so when it came to Madame Guillon, it grew back. So then in China it grew even more. So isn't this the work of the Lord?
所以我们要看见说,
so the Lord's work is always from perfection to perfection. Martin Luther did a wonderful work.
现在,
so they went up.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
这是为什么有贵格会,
so they have the Quakers.
现在我们清楚了,
now we understand.
为什么有进行会,
Baptist.
我们也清楚了,
now we're clear.
为什么有公理会,
we have the congregation.
我们这也清楚了,
we're clear.
这是谁的工作呢,
whose work is it?
很清楚, 就是16世纪的工作,
it's the work of the 16th century.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
自从改革以后,
ever since the reform,
有100年之久,
after 100 years,
大家注意福音真理,
the people focus on the
你讲真理,
gospel truth.
我要讲真理,
you speak of truth, I speak of truth.
弟兄姊妹, 讲到一个地步都讲死掉,
to such a point that it brought in death.
都是头脑的,
it's all in the head.
到了聚会, 什么都是死的,
comes the meaning, everything's dead.
你讲因信称义,
you speak about justification by faith. No one had the fruit of it.
上午做礼拜,
so they start in the morning, they meet, and the afternoon they play mahjong. Everything's right. Everything's dead.
但神,
but our Lord God is the God of seven spirits. So what did they do?
就在路德会里面,
in the Lutheran church,
主兴起一般的弟兄们,
the Lord raised a group of people.
叫做什么呢?
What are they called?
叫做敬虔派。
These were called the Puritans.
这个敬虔派最好, 最早的一个人叫 Spanner.
And the earliest person was Spanner.
这个Spanner是怎么回事呢?
Who was he?
他就在莱茵河附近.
He was near River Rhine.
他一直在莱茵河附近.
Because he was near the river.
所以就得着神的朋友的帮助, 那些mystic的帮助,
he was helped by the mystics, the friends of God.
然后他就得了另外一个奥秘派的帮助.
So he was also helped by the other mystic.
那个奥秘派是个德国人.
This other mystic was a German.
他写了一本书叫真正的基督教。
He wrote a book called True Christianity.
他说今天真正的基督教是里面的, 不是外面的。
The true Christianity is inward, not outward.
你外面房子盖得很大,
you can build a big house outside, but there's nothing inside.
对弟兄姊妹,
Spanner,
他在Frankfurt附近, 他就开始读他的书了,
near Frankfurt he started studying.
而且不要紧, 不要忘记啊,
don't forget,
那时候圣灵做一个工作,
the Holy Spirit did a work.
那本书是1602年写,
that book was written in 1602.
结果整个的那一百年,
and then for 100 years
在德国,
in Germany,
除了圣经之外,
other than the Bible,
每一个家里都有这本书,
every home had this book.
你看圣灵做得稀奇不稀奇,
isn't amazing the work of the Holy Spirit?
Spanner 记得马丁路德有个梦,
Spanner remembered that Martin Luther had a dream.
大的教会里面有个小的教会,
in the big church is a small church.
有真正的教会,
there's a true church.
他从来没有想要离开, 脱离, 路德会没
有的。They never wanted to leave the Lutheran church.
结果怎么办呢？
What they do?
他怎么施行呢？
How did he do it?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在他家里面就开始聚会。
In his home, he started meeting.
每个人都要读圣经。
Everybody read the Bible.
每个人都要祷告。
Everybody prayed.
来了一起要一起祷告。
Everybody came together. You prayed together.
每个人都开个祷告。
Everybody opened their mouth to pray.
然后大家做见证。
Everybody testified.
你把圣经分享给我。
You share the Bible with me.
我也把圣经分享给你。
I share the Bible with you.
那么弟兄姊妹，你也教授，我也教授。
You share, I share.
每个肢体不都动了吗？
Are all the members moving?
马丁路德不是有个梦吗？
Did Martin Luther have a dream?
希望大教会里面有个小教会吗？
And the big church should be a little church.
大教会是路德会。
The big church is Lutheran church.
有信的，有不信的。
There are the believers and unbelievers.
都是信的。
These are all believers.
他们聚在一起。
They met together.
在一起祷告。
They pray together.
彼此勉励。
They encourage one another.
有的不是路德会的。
Even though some of them do not are not Lutheran church. They welcome them together.
我们带着彼此的交通。
We have fellowship.
你看见马丁的梦不是实现了吗？
Isn't his dream fulfilled?
而且他们这些相信义气称义。
So these believe in justification by faith.
他们又结出称义的果子来。
And they also bore the fruit of justification by faith.
他们生活着许多人佩服。
And then their living also allowed people to respect.
他们乃是敬虔派的。
They were Puritans.
另外一个就是新兴道夫的老师。
And the other one was Zinzendorf's teacher.
那个老师呢，也是在德国一个地方叫 Halle 这个地方。
And then in this place called Halle.
他得救很稀奇。
He was saved in an amazing way.
有一天要去讲道。
One day he was going to preach.
他站起来以前呢。
Before he stood up.
他发现没有得救。
He realized he wasn't saved.
就厉害地遇见他。
The Lord met him greatly.
后来他告诉敬虔派的人。
He told the Puritans.
每一个人不光要因信称义。
Everybody not just justified by
faith. 而且里面要重生才可以。
You have to be born again.
你要亲近遇见主才可以。
You have to meet the Lord.
所以从现在开始。
So from now on.
所有敬虔派的人。
All the Puritans.
他们不用头脑读圣经。
They don't read the Bible for their
head. 心来读圣经。
They read the Bible with their hearts.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 你看见吗？他们注意里面的生命。
They focus on the life within.
他们凭信心过生活。
They live by faith.
所以他们这个新兴道夫的老师就办孤儿院。
So Zinzendorf had an orphanage.
他小的时候就到哈勒去读书。
His teacher then went to Halle to study.
那么感谢主啊，
Thank
他们凭着信心祷告。
They pray by faith.
结果你看见主就预备了很多的供应。
The Lord had much provision.
他们凭信心办孤儿院。
They had orphanage by faith.
凭信心办学校。
Had a school by faith.
后来George Mueller 他怎么会办孤儿院呢？
How did George Mueller have started an orphanage?
就是因为到德国碰到这一班弟兄姊妹。
It's because he went to Germany and met these.
所以你明白吗？
So you see that?
这就是敬虔派的影响啊。
This is the influence of the Puritans.
结果没有多久以后。
Soon later.
整个的德国到处都是这样的。
All of Germany, they're full of these meetings.
弟兄姊妹，一百年以后。
After 100 years.
马丁路德的梦终于实现了。
The dream of Martin Luther was realized.
你看见马丁路德三点通通实现了。
Martin Luther's 3 points.
圣经神的话。
The Bible.The word of God. They read the Bible once a year. They pray. They're living faith. They live for the fruit of justification. Brothers and sisters, don't forget. This is what the Lord did in Germany. Most famous Puritan was Zinzendorf. When he was 6, he wrote love letters to the Lord. He threw the letters outside his window. Lord Jesus, send angels to collect it because this is my love letter to you. Brothers and sisters, Zinzendorf was greatly used by the Lord. Then brought in the great revival of Moravia. So the all Puritans didn't leave the Lutheran church. But Zinzendorf's work is separate. So if you come to go to Lancaster, you see the Moravian church. When you see the Moravian church, you know this is the fruit of the Puritans. But not only that. In the 19th century, there was the holiness movement. Where did the holiness movement come from? Started from the Puritans.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
中国的教会,
the church in China,
得最大的帮助,
the greatest help,
是敬虔派, 是圣洁的运动,
was the holiness movement.
很明显它是从敬虔派来的,
so it came from the Puritans.
所以不要忘记,
don't forget.
今天我们读圣经,
when we study the Bible,
你一定怎么得到帮助呢?
How does Brother need help?
他得到 Campbell Morgan 的帮助,
he was helped by Campbell Morgan.
Campbell Morgan 的帮助怎么读经法呢?
How did Campbell Morgan study the Bible?
这个读经就是敬虔派的读经法。
The way to study is the Puritan way.
是不是读圣经, 怎么读圣经法呢?
How did Spurgeon study the Bible?
就是 Campbell Morgan 就是这个敬虔派的读经
also the way that the Puritans study
所以那个影响一直到今天一直到了美国
the influence is all the way to today to the United States
一直到了英国
all to England as well
所以弟兄姊妹 你看你圣灵在德国做了进一步的工作
so the Holy Spirit did a greater work deeper work in Germany
本来是死的
before it was dead
按照名是活的
其实是死的 by name it was alive but it was dead through them restoration came
Brothers,
do you hear the cell church today? Where did the cell church learn this from? It came from the Puritans. But don't forget.
Remember,
the Puritans have to do with the Moravian Revival. And then the 18th century. How did John Wesley have a great revival? Remember? When he came Georgia to preach the gospel. He wasn't saved. He could be a preacher. When he was coming to the Atlantic, the ship was almost sinking. He was so nervous. There were 20 Moravians in the lower deck. They were very peaceful. They were singing hymns. He was greatly touched. He went to Georgia. He was meeting with these brothers. He wanted to study German. He wanted to translate the Moravian hymns into English. When he returned to London, in the Moravian church, he was saved.
And
he lit the fire revival in England. Brothers and sisters, don't forget. On the one hand, it was also influenced by his younger brother's hymns. Brothers and sisters, why was his younger brother able to write these hymns? Influenced by the Moravians. Influenced by the Puritans. So brothers and sisters, do you understand that? Not just outwardly, but also inwardly. Martin Luther spoke of justification by faith. John Wesley spoke of sanctification by faith. The 18th century, you take a step further. A step forward. So now you saw what did the Lord do in England? Through two of white garments. One of the Puritans. Puritans did a great work. Much work, they failed. They failed. But then the word of the Lord went forward. So then the Anglican Church could be more complete. But it's just outward. If they didn't have the inward, then what's the use? So then John Wesley brought the holiness movement so that they may be more holy. So thank the Lord, brothers. So we come to the 19th century. You see that? How did this all come? From the Puritan.
就点在从德国的火就点到英国的火
So then the German fire burned the England fire
到了19世纪的时候
The 19th century
点到美国来了
Came to the United States
在美国叫做圣洁运动
There was the holiness movement in the United States
圣洁运动什么意思呢
What does it mean?
就是我们只要在地上的时候
So as long as we're on earth
如果我们能接受第二次的主 Second blessing
We may have the second blessing
那我们的罪根就被拔掉了
Then the roots of our sin is removed
我们就可以完全
Then we can be completely perfect.
弟兄姊妹，他们完全受，他们完全受威斯利的影响。
They were influenced by John Wesley.
结果在哪里开花结果呢？
Where would they bear the fruit?
在美国开花结果的。
Bear for fruit in the United States.
所以明白吗？
Now you understand?
就这些人追求圣灵，追求圣洁的运动。
So they pursue the holiness.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
因为这个缘故，
because of this,
他们觉得。
They
feel,
if you want the second blessing,
这个要拔出去的话,
if you want to remove the root of sin, how do you have to do it?
What
do you
have to do?
Then you have to pray.
把自己奉献给主,
you have to consecrate yourself.
然后天上的火降下来,
as the fire of heaven burns,
一下子把罪根就拔掉了,
that removes the root of sin.
那这个时候有个表现,
there's a manifestation.
圣灵一定充满你,
the Holy Spirit will fill you.
有的人就说方言,
some people will speak in tongues.
五旬节运动怎么开始?
Where are the Pentecost movement started with the holiness movement. They want to be holy. So they're searching for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
你明白吗？结果呢？你知道这个救世军。
So then the
救世军, Salvation Army.
Salvation Army.
他们, the mother of Salvation Army. 谁是创始人呢?
Who was the founder of Salvation Army?
Catherine, 就是Catherine Booth.
Catherine Booth.
那她是个姊妹,
she was a sister.
她有一天就是得着圣洁运动的帮助,
so she was helped by the holiness movement.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
你看见没有? 就因为这个缘故,
because of this, Salvation Army started. Salvation Army, they had ranks.
你上面位置越高你越圣洁,
so the higher rank, the more holy you are.
所以你看他们一直追求圣洁,
so they were pursuing holiness.
有一个弟兄叫Ironside,
there was a brother named Ironside.
他本来是救世军的,
he was of the Salvation Army. No, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He thought that the root of sin was removed. But he felt that he still had sin. He cannot lie to himself.
他问别人说,
he asked others,
那不是我已经完全了吗?
Am I not perfect?
那我怎么还有罪呢?
How come I still have sin?
他们告诉他说,
they told
him,
that's not sin.
那是软弱,
that's weakness.
换了一个名词,
they changed the name. You see that?
他不行啊,
he couldn't do it.
后来就看他不行了,
so now he can't do it.
这样好了,
say, how about this?
我们救世军有一个疗养院,
Salvation Army, we have a nurse.
专门那些很紧张的, 我们把他送到那里去,
so those who were nervous, we sent them there.
结果他真的去了,
so he went there.
他一进去才发现呢,
when he went there,
好多就是你的那个位置, 位阶比他高的不知道多少啊,
so there are all these people that even had higher ranks than him.
所以他才晓得啊, 不可能达到永久的完全啊,
so they know that it's not possible for an eternal perfection.
他读了弟兄会的书,
he studied the books of the brethren.
啊, 现在他的眼睛, he realized, 开启了,
his eyes are open.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that? Because of the reform in England, revival in England, revival in
United States.
The revival in the United States is not a
great awakening.
It's a great awakening.
在George Whitefield的时候,
under George Whitefield,
那是第一次的
it's the first great awakening.
那么在美国真的发生的,
it happened in the United States.
你看在这些美国真的起了个大的复兴,
the Lord did a great revival.
里面很有名的人叫 Jonathan Edwards.
There's another person named Jonathan Edwards.
约拿丹爱德华是很有名的,
he's very famous.
他是最后的一个清教徒,
he was the last Puritan.
主借着他,
through him,
然后真的就带进了很大的复兴,
brought a great revival.
然后又第二次大的复兴,
the second great revival,
是第九十九世纪刚刚开始的,
just the beginning of the 19th century.
刚刚开始的时候，那么这个祝福是很大的。 那这次里面有很有名的人，很有名的人就是
the famous person's name was
很有名的人叫什么名字呢？ 等一下，对不起，有一个很有名的，很有名在Oberlin的一个人，我看一下啊，我一下忘记。啊 Charles Finney，很有名。Charles
Finney.
他是追求圣洁的,
he pursued holiness.
你看他也是希望能够完全的,
he also wanted to be perfect.
所以就带进了第二次的决心,
he brought the second awakening.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
就在这些大决心里面,
in this great awakening,
有一个学校被创办了,
there was a school that was formed.
那个学校就带, 就后来不知道造就了多少人,
and that school helped many people.
那个就是今年的Princeton大学,
that's the Princeton University.
不要忘记, Princeton大学最早就是觉醒以后才开始的这个大学,
Princeton University started after this great awakening.
所以感谢主听,
so thank the Lord, but
因着这个运动,
because of this movement, what was the
result? 这个所谓的圣洁的运动,
not only brought in the holiness movement,
圣洁运动很重要的,
holiness was very important.
没有多久还有拿撒勒人会也圣洁运动,
and then also the Church of the Nazareth,
救世军也圣洁运动,
Salvation Army came from
there. 到了19世纪初的时候,
in the beginning of the 19th century,
你知道 Assembly of God 就开始了,
Assembly of God was formed.
不要忘记, 这也是圣洁运动里面的一部分,
also part of the holiness movement.
所以圣经的灵恩运动, 20世纪的灵恩运动, 可以说就是从那里一直接下来的,
so the Pentecost movement in the 20th century came from that.
这都是复兴的结果,
this is all the result of revival.
你看见吗?
You see that?
好了,等到这一次以后,
after this time,
在美国还有一个影响,
in the United States is another influence.
那个影响叫什么?
What is that influence?
叫做 the movement of restoration, 就是 还原运动,
the movement of restoration.
还原运动什么意思?
What is that?
他们说是 a protest to the Protestant.
It's a protest to the Protestant.
就对更正教来讲, 他们在那里, 他们在那里 protest.
So they were protesting the
power. 他们觉得今天他们都不够,
feels that they are not enough.
他们应该要回到圣经里面去。
They have to return to the Bible.
所以明白吗？ 所以这个时候呢，很自然他们在读圣经。
So they were studying the Bible.
他们因为你要回到第一世纪去嘛。
If you want to return to the first,
那么第一个世纪 圣经有没有讲神是三二一的神呢？
The first century they talk about God as a triune God.
他们不讲历史的。
They don't talk about history.
所以他们认为说圣经没有这样说。
God never said it this way.
所以他们反对三二一神。
So they are against the three in one God.
没有的。那么圣经有没有是要守主日啊？
Did they say that they kept the Lord's day?
所以没有说。
It doesn't have to be the Lord's day.
所以安息日为就诞生了。
So then there was born of the 7,000 So in the whole movement,
有正面的有负面的,
there's positive and the negative.
从负面来讲,
from the negative,
安息日会就诞生了,
the church of the 7th Advent.
而安息日会是读圣经的人,
and they study the Bible.
也是读预言的人,
they also study prophecy.
所以不要忘记了,
don't forget.
到现在, 很多人就得, 这一般人, 跟, 这一般都是跟随一个人叫 Miller的,
so they all follow this person named Miller.
这个Miller是个农夫,
he is a farmer.
他自己读圣经,
he studied the Bible.
他帮助了很多的人,
he helped many people.
他可以讲, 告诉主耶稣大概什么时候回来,
he can tell people when the Lord is going to return.
所以第一个安息日, Mrs. White 就接受了,
so this person from the Church of the Seventh Avenue was helped. One. Then there's another person.
还有一个还有一般的人呢，就是今天的 Jehovah Witness,
就是耶和华见证人。 The other group is Jehovah's Witness.
这些人本来是 Bible Student Movement 里面的。
They're also part of the Bible Student Movement.
他们的人叫做 Russell.
There's a person named Russell.
他发表了一个杂志叫做 Watchtower, 就是守望台。
There's a magazine called Watchtower.
所以后来他们有了分裂。
So they had a division.
到了20世纪刚开始的时候,
the beginning of the 20th century,
就开始了今天耶和华见证人。
Started the Jehovah's Witness today.
除了这个之外,
out of
在这些整个所谓还原运动里面,
amongst all of these restorations,
还有一个 the Saints of Last Days, 就是摩门教,
so,
摩门会。
So the Church of Latter-day Saints,
the Mormons,
the Mormons also want to bring the church to the beginning.
但很可惜,
but it's a shame. They became heresy.
耶和华见证会也变成异端了,
Jehovah's Witness is a heresy.
这个安息日会你看,
Church of the Seventh Avenue, they keep
你看见吗?
The law. So this is the result of the restoration.
但是有正面的,
but there's a positive.
正面是什么呢?
What is the positive?
在美国那个时候有一个觉醒,
there's a great awakening.
觉得神的儿女不能这样分,
feel that the children can no longer, children of God cannot longer be divided.
四分五裂,
we're divided so drastically. We have to return to the beginning. We cannot call ourselves Lutherans. We can't say we are Presbyterians. We can only say we're Christians.
Disciples of Christ.
They call themselves disciples of Christ. They feel that we're the Church of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个也是还原运动,
this is part of the restoration as well. But after a few years, more than a million Christians, they came from many different denominations. They saw the light. They feel that we have to be one. But
brothers,
it's a shame. Was.
你看见吗? 你看见, 这个结果呢,
so slowly they became the non-denominational denomination. Before they were against denomination, they shouldn't be divided.
结果他们就分裂成三个, 两个,
so they divided into two parts.
The Church of Christ,
one is the Church of Christ,
还有一个就叫 Disciple of Christ or the Christian Church.
Well, the other one is called Disciples of Christ or Christian Church.
不同在哪里呢?
What's the difference?
那 Church of Christ 不可以有乐器的,
Church of Christ couldn't have musical instruments.
其他完全都是一样的,
otherwise it's everything the same.
那弟兄姊妹, but it's 这就在美国, 尤其在美国,
all United States.
你看见到处有 Christian Church or Church of Christ.
The Christian Church or Church of Christ.
不要忘记,
remember,
他们是为主合一运动,
they were for the oneness.
他们是愿意回到主那里去,
they're willing to return before the presence of God.
所以这个是主在美国, 所以有了这些, 你看这些, 这就明白为什么在美国有 Christian Church 或者 Church of Christ.
So that's why you see there's a Christian Church or Church of Christ in the United States.
好了,在我们要结束以前,
before we conclude,
我想我要很快地点一下,
I want to point out,
那就是说, 在19世纪的时候,
in the 19th century,
那主做了一件大事,
the Lord did a great thing.
主的确得到一个器皿,
the Lord king vessel.
这个器皿就是 John Nelson Darby.
His name is John Nelson Darby.
一点都没有错.
Without a doubt.
主给他托付就好像这一班弟兄要回到当初一样.
The Lord gave him the burden just like these ones to return to the beginning.
他们看见神的教会分裂.
They saw the church divided.
他们觉得基督的和身体的和教会的和应该是身体的合一.
They felt that the unity of the church is the unity of the body.
他们彼此称作弟兄.
They call each other brothers.
他们觉得个个都是祭司.
They felt all of them were priests.
所以他们觉得不应该有牧师的.
They felt they shouldn't have a pastor.
每一个人都可以来到主面前.
Everybody can come before the Lord.
所以他们就好像 Valdensi 谷中的弟兄们一样.
So they're just like the Valdensi.
Valdensi 特点在哪里?
What is the special feature of Valdensi?
他们就是anti-clericalism.
They were anti-clericalism. Anti-clericalism.
所以不要忘记.
In the 19th century, the most complete is these brethren.
他说我们都是弟兄,
we are all brethren.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
因为他们忠心的缘故,
because they're faithful,
主给了他们敞开的门,
the Lord opened the door. The word of God was completely open to them.
天上的窗户就倾倒下来,
the window of heaven was poured out.
结果弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他们的丰富,
their richness,
后来被美国一个学术机构承认了,
was admitted by academic society in the United States.
他们认为说除了马丁路德加尔文以后,
so after Martin Luther and Calvin,
那更正一下还有别的神学吗?
Protestant, does it have other theology?
这些神学都已经看得清清楚楚,
all the theology should be clear.
结果没有想到,
they didn't imagine.
结果达比所读的圣经,
so the Bible that Darby read,
是改革州弟兄姊妹没有看见的,
is what the reformers didn't see.
明白吗?
You see that?
因为这个缘故,
because of this,
达比和弟兄们所看见的是完全被他们接受了,
so Darby and what others saw were received by them.
那这个学术机构是什么呢?
What is this society?
就是 Dallas Theological School.
It's the Dallas Theological School.
这就当了神学院,
so Dallas Theological
Seminary.
So they accepted all that the brethren had prepared.
大家才发现说,
people,
你若根据改革中的解释的话,
according to the reformers,
你不能解释所有的神学,
you cannot explain all the Bible.
你只有把你如果根据达比的解释的话,
according to the Darby's explanation,
有的圣经就能解释,
some of the Bible can be interpreted.
所以这个神学叫做时代派的神学.
This theological theology is called the dispensational theology.
这个亮光这么大,
this light is so great.
除了加尔文以外,
other than Calvin,
没有更大的威胁像这样的威胁一样.
There's not such a bigger threat than this one.
这个达比来到美国,
Darby came to the United States.
没有想到,
didn't imagine,
是改革中的弟兄们接受他的东西。
The reformers received him.
你看见有一个叫 Scofield,
that person named Scofield,
叫斯科夫圣经,
Scofield Bible.
他是根本是公理中的人。
He was in the Methodist Church.
他不能公理中, Congregationalist.
Congregationalist.
他是完全道道地地跟
He was a devout follower of Calvin.
这个稀奇不稀奇?
Amazing.
他能完全接受达比的理论,
completely accept the theology of John Darby.
那不光这样,
not only that,
他还有个弟子,
and he had another follower called Schaefer.
结果他就创立了达拉斯
So then he founded Dallas Theological School. Don't forget, these brothers, they know the Bible, they understood prophecy. They knew that Israel would be revived. After 1948, after the Israel was restored, proved that they read the Bible right.
1969,
1967, they proved that Israel returning, Jerusalem returning. You see that? So these brothers and sisters
不光为一个合一的运动,
not only stood for the
oneness,
also to give us an open door,
能够把属灵的丰富把它接受下来,
so to accept the spiritual riches.
这个是没有疑问的,
this is without a doubt.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
so thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这是主给教会大的祝福,
this is a great blessing the Lord has given.
否则的话我们今天还在黑暗当中,
otherwise we're still in darkness.
所以稀奇得很,
but amazingly,
当对外当对付这个 新派的神学的时候,
when you deal with the liberals,
你看见改革中的跟这个时代派他们联合在一起,
so the reformists and the dispensationalists, they united.
他们相信圣经是神的话,
they believe the Bible is the word of God.
等到你回到圣经里面的时候,
well, when you return to the Bible,
你看见有许多地方是改革中的人看不见的,
many places is that the reformists couldn't see.
所以慢慢慢慢弟兄会的弟兄们骄傲起来了,
so slowly brothers and sisters became proud.
他们以为说我们看见是别人没有看见的,
they felt that they saw what others didn't see.
慢慢现在证明什么,
What did they prove?
证明改革者所看见的不是圣经的全部。
That what the reformer saw was not all of the Bible.
时代派的也不是圣经的全部。
The sensationalist was not all of the Bible.
感谢主,
Thank the Lord, brothers.
今天我们所要的，我们圣经的全部。
What we want is all of the Bible.
所以现在我们得了很重要的教训。
So now we learned a great lesson.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
就是因为主在英国所做。
So what the Lord did in England.
带来好大的祝福。
The Lord did. Brought in great blessings. Everybody had no doubt. Many riches came from the brethren. Is it just them? No.
因为他们，所以如果你不认识、不知道历史的话，
if you do not know history,
你以为就是这么多了，
you thought that that was it.
没有想到，
they didn't imagine.
19世纪的时候，
in the 19th century,
就在弟兄会兴起的时候，
as the brethren were raised,
那在苏格兰不是变成国家教会了吗？
Didn't Scotland become the state church?
如果国家教会了，所有谁是来服侍的，是上面派下来的吗？
So whoever serving was came from the top.
那如果这样子的话，
if it was this way,
圣灵的主权在哪里呢？
Where is the authority of the Holy Spirit?
谁是教会的元首呢？
Who is the head of the church?
所以你看有450个 ministers.
So there are 450 ministers.
他们看见了，
they had a scene.
我们不能再这样下去，
we cannot continue this way.
所以在一次的大会里面，
there's a great meeting.
450个， 他们就离开了那个聚会。
The 450 left the church.
他们觉得我们要让基督来做元首。
We want Christ to be the head.
这个叫做 Free Church of Scotland.
This is called the Free Church of Scotland.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因着他们忠心于主所托付的，
because they were faithful to what the Lord has given, the Lord were merciful on them. The Lord gave them great light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
像 Elder Shine,
for Elder Shine,
像我们今天关于主耶稣一生，
The whole life of our Lord Jesus. They gave us help there. How the Lord changed the disciples.
Ruth,
also from them.
我再说弟兄姊妹，今天你许许多多都从他们那里得着的。
We received much help from them.
你觉得稀奇的很弟兄姊妹。
You thought it was amazing.
神一面就是弟兄会。
On the one hand through the brethren.
一面就是Free Church of Scotland.
On the one hand the Free Church of Scotland.
就把圣经的最宝贝的窗户向我们打开。
And to open up the most precious window in the Bible.
所以到了12世纪的时候，
and the 20th century,
特别主的工作到了中国的时候，
when the work of God reached China,
你看见吗？ 现在弟兄们在中国可以接受前面所有带来的祝福。
Now the brothers can receive all the blessings that came before.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
尤其到19世纪下的最后， 四分之一世纪的时候，
so the last part of the 19th century,
你看见主在英国有一个特会叫做开西的特会。
The Lord had a conference in England called the Keswick Convention.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
借着那个特会，
through that conference,
大家知道说我们不可能有无罪的完全。
Everyone knew that we cannot have sinless perfection.
他们觉得不可能的，
they feel impossible.
所以他们从读圣经，
so through the Bible,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
就给他们光，
God gave them light.
Bishop Moore 也在背后，
Bishop Moore was there.
所以弟兄姊妹， 菲卢师母也在那里，
Jesse Pen Lewis was there.
然后呢， 像那个谁啊， 像安万德烈也在那里，
Andrew Murray,
戴德森也在那里，
Hudson Taylor,
你看 I. Torrey也在那里，
I. Torrey,
A.T. Pierce也在那里，
A.T. Pearson,
还 Abby Meyer也在那里。
Meyer,
今天我们得到了最大的帮助，
the greatest help we receive today,
都是从他们来的，
all came from them.
所以稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
今天如果你问说， 这个属灵人是怎么一回事？
Where did the spiritual man come from?
是背后你看你得到谁的帮助呢？
Who was he helping?
得到的帮助是宾路易什么帮助？
Jesse Pen Lewis,
是万德烈的帮助？
Andrew Murray,
更简单来说，
simply speaking,
就是整个开西特会的帮助。
The whole Keswick Convention,
开西特会的丰富就在那里。
The riches is in the spiritual man.
所以你一定觉得主给
His entrustment is not to interpret the Bible. It's to help people to love the Lord more.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在圣洁有路了。
So now holiness has a way.
现在不是要得第二次的祝福，然后罪根拔掉了。
It's not to receive a second blessing so that your sins can be removed.
感谢主。
现在呢，
主不止在中国做，
the Lord not only did it in China,
主在英国也兴起了这个谁，斯伯克弟兄。
But God also raised sparks in England.
的确从宾路易斯曼那里接过许多的。
We receive much help from Jesse Pen Lewis.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢。
Thank the Lord.
起头的时候神所恢复的，
in the beginning what God restored,
是因信称义，
is justification by faith.
到了这个威斯利约翰的时候，
during John Wesley's time,
因信称圣，
sanctification by faith.
到了中国，
in China,
到了这个斯伯克的时候，
at the time of part.
因信得荣耀,
glorification by faith.
就是磨成神儿子的形
象, conformed to the image of the Son of God.
所以感谢主,
thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters, 今天要回到第一世纪,
people want to return to the first century.
他们注意的是还原运动,
they focus on the restoration work.
他们目的重在哪里?
What was their focus?
他们要恢复 church order.
They want to restore church order.
所以你知道在英国有一般人说,
in England there's a group of people saying,
我们要恢复 fivefold ministry, 就是要使徒, 有先知, 有讲, 牧师什么这些等等。
So we have to restore apostles, prophets, teachers, etc.
这是指的次序来说的。
This is the order.
那么然后到了第二十世纪的时候。
In the 20th century.
你看见不是有灵恩运动吗？
Isn't there the Pentecostal movement?
三分之一的。
A third of them.
他们觉得我们要回到当初去。
So we have to return to the beginning.
所以怎么办呢？
What do they do?
他们就开始有门徒制度。
So they had the discipleship.
所以他们的结果，他们的目的什么呢？
What is their purpose?
就是希望借着门徒能够帮助别人。
Through disciples, you can help others.
有一次我在Brasilia 见到他们的时候
When I was in Brazil, once I met them,
他们怎么告诉我们呢
What did they tell me?
他说我们百分之百的接受尼弟兄的 normal Christian church life.
So we accept 100% Brother Ni's normal Christian church life.
惊奇的很
惊奇
你看见没有
See that?
这些弟兄姊妹不错的他们有一个觉醒
They had an awakening.
绝对要回到圣经去
They feel they have to return to the Bible.
有的是在灵恩运动里面
Some were in the Pentecostal movement.
刚才我讲的是灵恩运动第二波
It's the second blessing.
第一波是讲方言的
The first was the speaking in tongues.
第二波
The second way
was
what I spoke of.
他回到圣经要回过去
Return to the Bible.
所以这个叫做 charismatic restoration.
This is called the charismatic restoration.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
特别到了现在
now to now,
这个灵恩运动就到了第三波
Pentecostal movement is the third way
这就是葡萄园运动
It's the vineyard movement
他们不再注意方言
They don't just focus on tongues
他们注意 power evangelism 全能布道
They speak of power evangelism
而且他们相信讲预言
They speak of prophecy
所以弟兄姊妹
so, but,
这就是现在整个灵恩运动的情形
So this is the condition of the Pentecostal movement
然后今天所谓的 mega church
And the mega church
所以弟兄姊妹
sisters,
现在我们清楚了
So now we're clear
这就是整一直到现在
Even until now,
教会是怎么分开的
How did the church divide?
所以到底我们的路在哪里
Where is our way?
我想主的话是很清楚
I think the word of the Lord is clear
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
Do you see that?
每一次这些的运动
All of these movements
都证明说
Prove that
有一个祝福
There is a blessing
要么是大觉醒
Always a great awakening
要么是大复兴
A great revival
在德国是如此
In Germany was
在英国是如此
In England was
在美国是如此
In US was
在中国也是如此
In China was this way
这个有一点像什么呢
What is this
有一点像士师记
It's just like judges
当神的儿女荒地荒凉的时候
When the condition of the church was desolate
结果一个士师来了就带进一个复兴
A judge came in and it brought a restoration
这明白吗现在经过了好几次的复兴
After many blessings
那复兴完了以后又下去了
After a blessing there was declension
所以明白吗这个就是整个教会的历史
This is history of the church
那刚刚教会复兴的时候
When the church just had a revival
大家都要装一本活水
Everybody has living water
那么刚第一代充满了活水
And the first generation is full of living water
到了第二代呢这个现在一半杯了
You have half a cup
到第三代的活水都不见了
The third generation of living water is gone
那结果只剩下杯子了
You just see to have the cup
结果是我的杯子比你好看
So my cup is prettier than yours
你的杯子比我好看
My cup is prettier than yours
我的中文还比你好你中文还比我更好
My denomination is better than yours Yours is better than mine
但是弟兄姊妹
But the system,
目的是什么
What is the purpose?
目的杯子是为着活水的
The cup is for the living water
杯子不是摆在那给别人看的
It's not for you to display it and
你知道吗
the,
还有一次的
It's amazing
我的孩子在他家里面
my son,
他有个习惯
He has a practice
他无论到哪里
Wherever he goes
我们到哪他希望我们替他买
Wherever we go he asks us to buy
你
叫
Starbucks 专门出一种杯子
Starbucks puts out these mugs
各种各样杯子
and all these different mugs
是这里啊不管什么地方它有不同的名字
and then it comes from each of the cities
所以我的孩子就收集了好多好多
he collected many of these mugs
所以我这次去到他家里的时候
when I went to his house
我看他墙壁上啊这个排好几层
so there's many layers of these Starbucks mugs
好多杯子啊就摆在上面
and he placed up there
我就想起这就是今天教会的光景
this is the condition of the church
你看每个杯子都好像宗派一样
every cup is just like a denomination
你远远看去是很像
They all look alike. The design is similar. You cannot tell from afar.
Then my son
said, when you go go closer?
不一样啊,
it's different.
这个根本是 San Francisco,
this is San Francisco,
Los Angeles. 今天教会就这样啊,
so the church is this way.
那洗头的人为什么要杯子啊?
Why do you want the cup?
因为要装活水的嘛,
you want to put living water.
没有活水杯子有什么用呢?
Without living water, what's the use of a mug?
外面器皿有什么用呢?
What's the use of just a cup?
那为什么不让一块石头不留在一块石头上?
Why not one stone upon another stone?
所以弟兄们明白吗?
There's no living water.
我们就说谁的杯子更好看?
We'll just see whose cup is prettier.
所以弟兄们, 如果今天你把这个钟牌通通排起来的话,
if you lay up all of the
domination,
just like you go to my friend's house, you see a beautiful mug.
There's
just no earthquake.
如果一地震就没有了,
the earthquake is all gone. So what should we do?
我们该做不要忘记,
but we have to remember.
你从哪里拿来这个水的?
Where did you get this living water?
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters.
天上有个活水的江河,
so in the heaven there's a living water.
那就是圣灵的充满来说,
it talks about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
等到我们被圣灵充满,
when we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
复兴就来了,
then the revival comes, right?
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们该怎么做?
What should we do?
很清楚,
it's very clear.
我们好不好忘记我们的杯子?
Can we forget our cup?
我们就算是半杯也可以好吗?
Just maybe just have half a cup.
我们不要说你来来来到我这里来,
don't say come here, come here.
我这里有水,
I have water.
我虽然没有半全部, 我这边有半杯,
I have half a cup of water.
弟兄姊妹,
because you don't have a full cup.
所以弟兄姊妹,
this is what we ought to do.
不是的,
no.
当我们看你已经有这么多杯子的时候,
you see so many cups.
有的杯是空的,
some cups are empty.
有的是半杯的,
some half cups.
有的是四分之三的,
some are three quarters.
就是四分之三,
if it's three quarters,
你有多少丰富呢?
How much riches do you have?
现在该怎么做呢?
What should you do?
我们这些杯,
this cup,
他家里所有的杯,
all those cups,
通通要跑到活水的江河里面,
have to go into the rivers of living water. When you are engrossed in the rivers of living water, when you fill with the rivers of living water, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
can you say that my cup is prettier than yours? How can we be divided in the body? May the Lord open up our eyes.
基督是分开的吗?
Is Christ divided?
叫人到你这里来,
don't ask people to come to you. We have to go to the living, the rivers of living water.
You
see that? Only this way can we reach the heart of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, other people can have
their
cup. Let them have their cup.
别人盖墙,
they build a wall.
他们墙盖得很高,
they build a high wall. Let them do it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们只知道一道墙,
we just have one wall.
那道墙叫我们与世界分别,
that wall is for us to be separated from the world. All within the wall is
进信会,
our brothers and sisters.
路德会都是我们的,
Lutheran, Baptist, they all are brothers.
也有墙,
other people may have wall, we may not have wall. We tell the Lord, Lord, we don't want to have wall. We don't have wall. So we bury our cups in the living water. Lord, may you fill us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是路了,
this is the way.
这就给我们看见怎样能免得分门别来,
so that there may not be division among us.
我们要保罗的祝福,
we want the blessing of Paul.
我们要主给彼得的丰富,
we want the blessing of Paul, of Peter.
但是我们不是保罗的,
but we're not of Paul.
我们不是基法的,
we're not of Cephas.
圣经说保罗是属于我们,
Paul is a for us.
Cephas
belongs to us. Cephas belongs to us.
想想看,
think about it.
我们不属于马丁路德,
we did not belong to Martin Luther.
马丁路德属于我们,
Martin Luther belongs to us.
加文属于我们,
Calvin belongs to us.
达比属于我们,
Darby belongs to us.
我们不是弟兄会,
we're not the brethren.
但是我们都是弟兄会的帮助,
we help by them.
我们不是free church of Scotland.
We're not free church of Scotland.
我们得着他们的帮助,
we're helped by them.
所有身体的丰富都在这里,
all the riches of the body is here.
这个丰富就是头的丰富,
that fullness is the fullness of the head.
基督不能分开,
Christ cannot be divided.
太丰富,
it's too full.
结果呢,
then
需要一个器皿,
you need a vessel,
就是基督的身体,
the body of Christ,
来装满那个,
to hold that blessing.
这才是杯子的意思,
this is the purpose of the cup, right?
那个杯子,
that cup
is
the body of Christ.
所以但愿主开我们,
may the Lord open up our eyes.
今天我们一生下来,
we born in
the,
all so many cups,
就那么多宗派了,
so many denominations.
我们不要定别人的罪,
we shouldn't judge
them. 我们不要说你们都是宗派,
we shouldn't say your denomination. We'll have non-denominational denomination. History is already repeated itself. Don't do such a work. But thank the Lord. We have no way. There is a way. Thank the Lord.
借着这个哥林多前书,
by, through 1 Corinthians,
给我们看见,
show us. Christ is Christ divided?
不能,
no. We have to receive all the riches. We want the reform. We want the Puritan. We want the Quaker blessing. But we're not Quakers. You see that? So we're all engrossed in the living water. As we wait for the Lord's return, brothers and sisters, now it's full within. May the Lord open our eyes.
经过这三场以后,
after these three meetings, we know that the church has a way. We know why we're meeting here today. The Lord gave us a mission. No matter what,
无论如何艰难,
no matter how difficult, we have to please the Lord. May the Lord walk His way.
在他回来以前,
before His return, the Lord may gain a glorious body. Because the Lord wants to gain a glorious church.
弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
当身体四分五裂的时候,
as the body is divided,
是最羞耻,
it's the most shameful.
全身满了伤痕, 就是最羞耻的,
the, be full of scars and wounds is the most shameful.
这个伤痕是真正的伤痕,
the scars come from battle.
这是流血的结果,
comes from bloodshed.
这是肉体真实的结果,
comes from the fight of the flesh.
叫我们蒙羞的,
to cause us to be ashamed.
这个没有荣耀的,
there's no glory in that.
那主要得的荣耀的,
but the Lord wants to gain a glorious church,
荣耀的教会,
the glorious church.
所以感谢主,
thank the Lord.
今天我们会觉得是
Are we going to be dejected?
神要你四分五裂,
are the church, when the church is divided, do we have not have a way? We have a way.
因为如果你真的明白这个故事,
if you understand this story,
你明白这个历史,
you understand this history,
你看见书,
you see that.
不是马丁路德做什么,
it's not Martin Luther did
something.
It's God through Martin Luther.
神借着加尔文,
God through Calvinism.
神借着达比,
God through Darby did it.
神借着尼托生主,
through Washburn.
神借着王明道来,
through Wangmingdao.
神借着宋尚杰来,
through Song尚杰.
何等的希,
it's amazing.
今天这个丰富流到我们的身上,
so this blessing came upon us.
巴不得我们不辜负主对我们的托付,
may we not be faithful to what the Lord has given us. Don't say personal spirituality is enough. The Lord wants to gain a body. This body has to grow. This body is a glorious church.
主把这些历史给我们看见的时候,
may the Lord, as He shows us this history,
你看见说,
we see that.
开始都是圣灵开始,
in the beginning, it was started by the Holy Spirit.
恢复也是圣灵恢复,
the restoration is by the Holy Spirit.
只有圣灵能把我们恢复到当时,
can only the Holy Spirit can bring us back to the beginning.
所以为什么不喜欢用 reformation?
That's why we don't like to use the word reformation.
为什么不喜欢用 restoration?
Or restoration?
因为讲到身体的时候,
when you speak about the body,
你只能叫身体受伤了,
you can say the body is hurt.
现在我们需要让它有好好的恢复,
so we need it to recover.
所以今天的工作是康复的工作,
so the work today is the work of getting better, so that the body can become healthier, so that the fullness of the head can flow to the body, so then you won't just focus on the outward shell, so you can't just focus on the order in the church. You forgot the content of the church, the life of the church. Everybody should have fellowship with the Lord. All the riches are in the church. Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. Before the Lord's return, He will do this glorious work. The Lord doing in China, in India, in England, in Chile, in Romania, the Lord does all of this work. Just that we don't know. Thank the Lord. If you know the Lord's work, according to the new statistics, it tells us, in the whole world, the greatest number of Christians, they don't belong to any denomination. They feel that many are house churches. Many feel that they should return to the Bible. Thank the Lord. The Lord has kept 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal. We should find them. Don't think that we are enough just meeting here. We have to find our brethren. Many brothers and sisters like this. It's just that you don't know about it. In Romania, there are many like this. You just don't know about it. In Chile, there's many brothers and sisters like this you don't know about. Thank the Lord, brothers. The whole statistics tells us there's a hidden group. They say, we're not Baptists. We're not
Presbyterians.
We're not all a part of these big groups. We just live before the presence of God. Think about it. If the Holy Spirit can move among them, if they're not, they're faithful to the Lord's
Spirit,
if we're take what we learn,
if
we can share with them,
that
before the Lord's return, He will bring a great revival. Brothers and sisters, don't think that you just came to study. Don't think that you just came to have a business. Why do you speak English? Why can you speak English in school? You can speak English in the workplace. You can use a PowerPoint to tell others your progress. It's not just so that you do work. So you can use your English to help other brothers and sisters, so that those that don't know can know. First, we have to know where is our way. Is Christ divided? So that there may be no division in the body. Brothers and sisters, we have to reject the flesh. The flesh causes us to divide. May we take up our cross.
We'd
rather be rejected.
We'd
rather others take the cart upon our heads.
Brothers and sisters,
when we learn the way of the cross, then Christ is manifested. Then unity is
restored.
Then when people come to our midst, people can see a glorious situation. So brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us. We cannot just come here for gold. Not just that we can come for a better life. We have life goes by fast. How many days are left in our life? Before the Lord's return, your English should be used by the Lord. Why isn't your English used by the Lord? You see that? Because of this, we ought to all be like missionaries. To take what we see, to let other people see. This way, so then we know why the Lord brings us. Thank the Lord. Because of the mercy, we understand the story.
And
we understand the testimony. Then we know how to go forward. May the Lord have mercy on us.
So
the simple time, just to have a certain review of this history. Thank the Lord. Christ is so big, so full. So, a blessing upon blessing. But through each revival, then they're divided. The Church of Nazareth, the Salvation Army, the Assembly of God, the Church of the Seventh Adventist, and then we start dividing. The Lord is not
divided.
The work of the Lord is through revival to bring us back into the body of Christ. May the Lord open up our
eyes.
Let's not continue to walk the wrong way. We just have a short life. The Holy Spirit already did 400 years of experiment. 400 years is a great experiment. Martin Luther had victory, but he had defeat. Calvin had victory, but had defeat. Darby had a success, and he had failure. Washington had victory, but he had failure. We learn lessons from them. We help by them. May we continue to go forward. Because Christ is the head of the church. No matter where the lamb goes, we may follow. May we follow the footsteps of the lamb. May this weekend, may the Lord open up our eyes. May the Lord do the work that He wants to do. May we have a simple prayer. Lord, we thank you. Because of your grace, we can hear these words. Even though time is short, even though this history has many stories, there's victories and failures.
Lord, we just have a life.
我们经不起失败。
We cannot fail.
我们失败就是一生的失败。
If we fail, it's our whole life.
所以你让我们读历史。
Lord, may you, so you allow us to study history.
你叫我们从历史里面得到教训。
When we learn lessons from history.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当你历史摊开在我面前的时候。
When your history is before us.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不让我们留在黑暗。
You do not allow us to stay in darkness.
你从这些故事里面叫我们得到教训。
From these lessons, we may learn lessons.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord. May you finish your work. Hear our prayer before you. In Jesus' dear name.